forward
to I won't have to worry about it. Well, we shall see which ones work out best. James Offendahl, lovely to speak to you. He's a Chief Executive of Bright Network. They're a graduate career service. Thank you very much indeed. Well, John Holmes is with us now. So, I mean, let's talk about your team. You've got a young, very young.
They're all, I mean, they're not even old enough to go to university. That's partly the problem.
Yeah, are they employable?
Well, it depends what you consider employable. I think one of them could conceivably do a paper round. Because that's the
maybe
right
it was
age,
just like a Thursday evening week
to do. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to overtax them.
No.
And one could possibly, I don't know. No, actually, no. There's nothing they can do. No, this absolutely
is,
nothing.
This show has been sponsored by the phrase "young people today." But what's your show going to be about?
There'll be more young people today on it, certainly. We will be drinking warm Prosecco, just to see if it influences our gossip levels, as you know.
That's the claim,
seems
it,
to be what happens. So we're going to be taking a bottle of warm Prosecco around the office and see if we can get gossip out of everybody.
I spent a lot of yesterday drinking warmed up Prosecco at a party with
microwaved.
A lot of very, should we say, anxious Tories.
Did you get any gossip?
Maybe, maybe not.
All right, tell me off air.
The off-air conversation is always the best. That is Mr. John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock with his totally unemployable team. I now have to walk through the control room through your unemployable team. This is Talk Radio. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
At Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, we're proud to be the first in the UK to have city emergency braking as standard across our entire range of vans. At low speeds, this clever technology scans the road ahead for vehicles, automatically applying the brakes if they get too close. So you're less likely to be involved in an accident, meaning your van spends more time where it should be, on the road. Search Volkswagen vans to discover more. What's stopping you? Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. Standard on all new van orders from the 1st of June 2017. Excludes pickups. Operates at 18 miles an hour or less. A 2015 Euro NCAP study showed a 38% reduction in real-world rear-end crashes by vehicles with autonomous emergency braking.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I paid PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price, with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off laminate worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends Wednesday at 10 p.m.
All of human history has led to this moment.
And if we lose, it will be a planet of apes.
Critics agree War for the Planet of the Apes completes the best blockbuster trilogy since the Dark Knight films.
We will bring an end to their kind.
It's edge-of-the-seat stuff, says The Guardian.
So emotional!
Impressive, says Empire.
This is war.
The Telegraph calls it a soulful, mesmerizing spectacle.
I did not start this war. But I will finish it. Apes together strong.
War for the Planet of the Apes. In cinemas Tuesday, book now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon, it's Monday. It's Monday. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio. Victoria has got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, UK arms sales to Saudi lawful. Charlie Gard's parents return to the High Court. And a decline in gender diversity.
Talk Radio.
The High Court has rejected a pressure group's claims that the government acted unlawfully over the sale of arms to Saudi Arabia. The Campaign Against Arms Trade says UK fighter jets and bombs sent to the Gulf state have been used in the conflict in Yemen. Tom Barnes is from the organisation.
The UK rightly doesn't supply arms to Russia or North Korea or Iran. But when you've got a situation like this, where the Saudis declared an entire city in Yemen as a military target and where schools, mosques and hospitals were destroyed. I mean, if that's not a clear risk of international humanitarian law being broken, I don't know what is.
Charlie Gard's mother says seven doctors are now backing the case for her terminally ill son to travel to the US for experimental treatment. The 11-month-old was due to have his life support switched off, but the case goes back to the High Court after new evidence came to light. John Montgomery, a professor of healthcare law, has told Talk Radio Charlie's parents are convinced there's a chance of him having a normal life.
The court considered that previously and decided there wasn't any viable treatment that could achieve that. And secondly, the parents are convinced that Charlie's not suffering pain. And last time the court looked at it, the court concluded that he was in pain and some distress, and that the proposed treatment would actually cause him significant harm.
The Prison Officers Association is calling for staff to be routinely armed with tasers and stab-proof vests. It follows a big rise in the number of incidents where specialist teams were needed to tackle riots. Labour has mocked Theresa May, saying she's completely run out of ideas after she offered to discuss big policy issues with other parties. The Prime Minister suggested they could work together on issues like Brexit and social care. And it's claimed gender diversity in the UK's biggest companies has declined in the last year. A report has found the number of FTSE 350 companies without any women on their executive has gone up. Eight more businesses are operating with male-only boards than in 2016.
That's terrible, isn't it?
I'm pleased to say on this show we have more than our complement of females, so I think we do wonders. As we know, we do wonders on this show for diversity anyway, because the different diversity reviews the papers each day. Mark's coming in today and he's brown, so,
yes,
you know. And you're a woman.
I am a woman. Yeah,
so, you know, Marta's a woman. Hi, Marta. Through there, she's a woman.
Hi.
Cass used to be a man, but she's now a woman, so that's fine. She's not here today, though.
I was just going to say, no, she can't defend herself against that
lie. We've
got
Rudd today. Hi, Rudd. Rudd's actually working production for us.
Hello.
And he's a bisexual, so,
yes,
you know.
But what's your minority,
boom,
charm?
Hey?
What's your minority?
I'm from the Midlands, for a start.
Yep. So am I.
I'm short.
Okay, yes.
So I've got that, haven't I? That's,
yeah,
a thing.
But middle
heightism
class,
is a
white,
thing.
Male.
Right, snowflake. Yeah, but I'm not, am I? Because I'm not, I don't fit the Oxbridge tall thing, so.
Oh, right. So it's
snowflakes.
Coming down to height.
Yeah, it's all I've got to play with, yeah, frankly.
What about Cornelius?
I don't know what.
What's your diversity?
He's got weird eyes. His eyes look in diverse directions, don't they?
Mm.
I have the unfortunate thing where people compare me to Hollywood A-list actors all the time, which, yeah, is really frustrating.
Which ones?
Sid the Sloth from Ice Age.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
Mainly.
I've heard the Sid one before,
yeah,
actually.
And he's not an actor.
And Marty Feldman, the late Marty Feldman with the boss
is
eyes.
Is he Hollywood?
Well, he's in films, so yes.
No. Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, all the
Jabba
Matt
the
Damon.
Jabba the Hutt's good.
I mean, yeah, that's a CGI thing, so.
Yeah. So,
unfortunate for you, then.
How was your weekend?
Good, thanks, John. How was yours?
Fine, thanks. Good. Right.
So,
just being polite. Weather?
Mm.
Weather?
Mm.
Weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Weather.
Slightly sunny spells and scattered showers for some this afternoon. The heaviest, possibly thundery showers confined to London and the South East. Highs of 25 degrees.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Now here's white middle class Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with tennis. Andy Murray continues his Wimbledon title defence by taking on Frenchman Benoit Paire in the last 16 this afternoon. The world number one's lost just the one set in his three matches on centre court this year so far. Johanna Konta takes on Caroline Garcia of France. With his future at Chelsea unclear, Diego Costa's been allowed to miss the start of pre-season training. The 28-year-old striker didn't join his teammates as they returned to Cobham today. It's unclear exactly when the Spain international will return to training with the Premier League champions. Everton striker Romelu Lukaku's more or less confirmed he's leaving for Manchester United. The Belgian says United's ambition to become one of Europe's dominant forces again was a major selling point. Former United fielder TalkSport's Ray Wilkins told us that Lukaku will be expected to make an immediate impact.
He's replacing two people, Ibrahimovic and Wayne Rooney, an absolute hero, an, yeah, idol of the Manchester United supporters. So he has to hit the ground running straight away.
That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
There's Ben there with his pre-recorded sports, and now we'll bring you today's programme, which we are going to do quite live.
Talk Radio.
If you won on Lotto, what would you get your mum?
I think the best thing for my mum would be to have her family around her all the time.
So I'd probably use some modern technology to try and duplicate Ola's kids so she can have us around her all the time. Because that's what's most important to her, is being with us. I'd clone us all, yeah. I don't think the mall's ready for that, actually.
Lotto. Who wins if you win?
Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
John. Victoria. John Holmes. Sitting in for Edith Bowman.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, good afternoon then to you. And as the clean-up operation in Hamburg continues after the riots at the G20 summit at the weekend, so we now get out this afternoon's broadcasting cloth to wipe up the detritus of the weekend here at Talk Radio. I can tell you this, there are bits of Johnny Gould left all over the place. Where he was turned over and set on fire by James Whale and... Dr. Pam Spurs made a right mess in here as well. Throwing celebrity gossip and sex relationship advice cocktails at the... That's where she stuffs celebrity gossip, sex and relationship advice in milk bottles and then sets fire to that. Then chucks it at the badass woman's hour. Then the two mics were throwing iron blocks and paving slabs at the Talk Radio logo on the wall. Before up to 15,000 police officers crammed into the Talk Radio studio to fire water cannon at the rioting presenters. You got to see a mess in here. Anyway, we'll make the best of it all. I had to board up Julia Hartley Brewer just before I came in here, where she'd been looted. Anyway, hello, Talk Radio in the afternoon. Those riots in Hamburg, of course, I'm picking up the pieces of that, as I say. Hard left activists protesting against capitalism by smashing up shops and taking selfies of themselves doing it on their iPhones that, presumably, given their rampant opposition to such commercialism, they've made these iPhones themselves from twigs and a violent will to overthrow bourgeois regimes. I think maybe the middle classes who like shopping should perhaps hit back at these protesters, don't you? Maybe they should rise up, middle class people who like shopping, and riot back. If you're middle class and you like shopping, well, head over to where the hard left anti-capitalists live and throw lattes and kindle fires through the windows of their yurts. Don't do that. See how they like it. Anyway, hello. Good afternoon. Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And it's the 1 till 4 bit of your day, specifically your Monday, and here is where we fill it with barely adequate broadcast features up to and including the following items. Well, guess what's on the way? Headline Hijack is, of course, your chance to make up the news. All you need to do is create a story, just a couple of lines, a paragraph, just get it to us. And you could find your news lie being said as truth in the 2 p.m. bulletin, nestled inside, hiding in there, like a Trojan BS. Victoria's got a mouth. Here it is, this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. And you can fill it at two with fake news. Here's how to get in touch. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Headline hijack. There's also today's diversity paper review. Each day the papers are reviewed for us by a different diversity. As I say, today Mark is with us. Monday Mark. And he's brown. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, thank you. All your current affairs blended in the short form Oriental verse NutriBullet. Other NutriBullets are available. It's the news in haikus, where, yes, short-form oriental verse with a rigid set number of syllables meets those current affairs. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. Makes it easier to understand if you can't get your head around it. Work experience punditry as well today. Sophie is in, having spent her entire work experience weekend staring at the television, reviewing television with her work experience eyes. She's here to run us through it later. There will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. And we have not one, but two guests for you. Musical ones both. First off, Steve Diggle. That's right, Diggle. Out of off of the Buzzcocks. Buzzcocks. Steve Diggle joins us at Diggle after 2 o'clock to flog something or other he's doing. And then after that, later on, Steph, out of off of Placebo, will be joining us to talk Latitude Festival. Which is forthcoming this current weekend, of course. That is two PR exercises dressed up as interviews for you today. Plus, also, as warm Prosecco is blamed for gossip by MPs over the weekend, suggesting Theresa May will resign. That's the gossip that warm Prosecco led to. We will be playing a game of band or wine. That's happening. Here's today's team. Ginger Dave is not producing. As broadcast, as we've already ascertained, is not through the glass. Marta. Marta's on the buttons.
Hi.
Hi, Marta. Why isn't Cass here today? What's she doing?
Well, on Saturday morning, she received a parcel with 150 at eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's had something to do with her not being able to be here today.
Cass, our assistant producer, if you haven't heard, he's very partial to egg. And eats them. If you've ever seen the film Cool Hand Luke, or that Japanese film Eino Kurida, Google that plus eggs. Not the Japanese one at work. NFSW. But Marta's here, as we've established. And Rudd. We have Rudd replacing Cass today.
Hello.
Hi, Rudd.
Miserable window.
Yeah. It's not. It's a happy window today.
Hello, I'm in a good mood today.
Ah. There's Rudd. He's through the bisexual window. Victoria's on the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Cornelius is in the room here.
Yeah.
And later, apropos of that story about warm Prosecco bringing gossip to the fore, Cornelius will be going around the office live on air as we feed warm Prosecco to the staff here to try and get gossip out of them. Let's see if it works. That's on the way. As are the other things I mentioned. Welcome along, though. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And, of course, we need to start with some music. But what could be today's big story? The clues, as you'll know, are available in the song that segues neatly between the menu and that big story. See if you can figure it out from the clues in this.
Well, how's your view of things today? Got young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. I can't compete with history. We'll film a lie but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives. In control of the morning
The noise of Biffy Clyro on Talk Radio in the afternoon. I only once upset my but of course, it falls to us now to figure out why we're choosing to play that song when we are primarily a Talk Radio station and aren't allowed to play songs at all anyway. I know his life's the same again. Because it's a breach of the Ofcom regulation license thing. As him again. But as Talk Radio's head of music, I've taken the executive decision to do so. I should let it go. Because it links to today's big story! And also because I had to do Virgin Radio Breakfast this morning, so I'm in the music radio zone. So, Cornelius, you've been working hard on this. Mm. Why does that link to today's big story, Biffy Clyro?
Did you once upset your king? Is that the big story?
Explain.
Well, that's one of the lyrics from this song.
Yes.
And then presumably that's why maybe someone's upset your king.
No one. Well, they may have done, but that's not the story.
No,
No upset king in this particular tale.
Okay. Is it the child who almost falls through the train of the toilet floor? The floor of the toilet train.
The toilet of the floor child train.
Yeah, okay. That
is it.
One.
The story of the train that almost fell through a child?
Yeah.
No, it's not. The song is called Bubbles, if that helps you.
Bubbles. Ah, I know it.
Yep.
It's the Prosecco story.
That's right.
The warm Prosecco.
That's right. That was drunk by Michael Jackson's chimpanzee, who was called Bubbles.
Bubbles,
but he wasn't a bubble. He was a chimpanzee.
We don't have time for
this. All right, fine. So there it is, we'll get to today's big story. Warm Prosecco blamed for gossip. On the day that Theresa May says she needs help from the other parties because she's run out of ideas, that's the gist of it. So we'll be talking to guest action next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning, which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife Dawn. But now I drive with Uber, and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
Or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
The race is on this summer.
I'm coming for you, Storm.
Good luck out there. You're gonna need it.
Do your kids need refueling? Take a pit stop at Subway stores and get a 4-inch sub, a drink and a snack. Plus, get an exclusive Disney Pixar Cars 3 toy with every kid's pack. 4 to collect. Disney Pixar Cars 3 in cinemas July 14th. Subway. Keep discovering. Available for a limited time only at participating stores while stocks last.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Now get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to 5 years free servicing on selected cars in the range. At your local dealership until 31st of July. Honda. The power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, do watch out on the M5 southbound through Worcestershire. We've got three lanes closed off. It's due to a multi-vehicle accident that's southbound on the M5 between Junction 4A and Junction 5, adding about 45 minutes to people's journeys there. Through Warwickshire, the M42 southbound got a lane blocked on the entry slip road due to a broken down lorry at Junction 10. You'll also find in Derby, the A6 Derby Road in both ways is closed off due to an accident between Bexwich Lane and Goods Road.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today, and you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, welcome along if you're just joining us. It's Talk Radio, it's a Monday afternoon, and we're going to talk about today's big story. Today, then, that Theresa May, she's the Prime Minister, has decided to ask other parties for their ideas in the interests of the country. Labour have been quite vocal in saying that the Conservatives have clearly run out of ideas if they had to steal theirs, while the Lib Dems said they were welcome to their ideas, except they didn't have any. The last one having been lost round about the time Nick Clegg U-turned on tuition fees. But of course, this weekend, Theresa May's grip on power, or the lack of it, was highlighted in an interview on Andrew Marr's show, as Justice Secretary David Lidington said that talk of Ms. May's demise was simply a result of summer gossip after too much warm Prosecco. Now, firstly, it's well known that the Tories wouldn't be seen dead drinking Prosecco, preferring instead to drink Dom Perignon from pig skulls whilst urinating it back out on the poor. And secondly, David Lidington was given his job by Theresa May in the post-election reshuffle, so he would say that, wouldn't he? On the line to talk to us is Ian Silvera. He's the senior political reporter for the International Business Times UK. Good afternoon, Ian.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. So have you been party to any of this Prosecco gossip, Ian, in your job?
Well, not over Prosecco, usually over pints around a Westminster pub, although I'm delighted to inform you I did enjoy some Prosecco prior to this over the weekend. So I have a good research background in this drink.
Good, good. And in terms of it, you know, in terms of you've gossiped over pints, you've gossiped over Prosecco, do you think which is the more gossipier drink in your professional opinion?
I think it's the pint because, you know, people have one, then they have to have another one, and then they have to have another one. And by the end of it, they're very loose when it comes to information, shall we say.
Right, let's just stay on the line for us there, Ian, because I want to bring in Jane Payton. She's from the School of Booze and thus knows a little about this subject. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon.
So we're just hearing there that sometimes that we think pints might be gossipier than Prosecco, and they're drinking it warm, it turns out. I mean, is warm Prosecco gossipier than cold Prosecco, Jane?
Nobody should be drinking warm anything, actually. Warm Prosecco, absolutely not.
What about tea?
He's been rude. He's saying, you know, it's the euphemism that used to be, over a glass of warm Chardonnay.
Yes.
What he's saying is that it's now changed and it's gone slightly up the scale a bit in terms of money, but it's still poor and nobody should be drinking that. And I agree with your other caller, by the way. Everybody should gossip in the pub over a pint.
Over a pint. Beer. It's the gossip drink. Well, it's interesting, isn't it, that they did, as you say, upscale, certainly, to Prosecco there. And during these times of austerity, you'd think the Tories would be scaling down and perhaps gossiping over just a warm glass of water or something to keep in touch with the real people.
You'd think drink that. But, you know, it's those two words, warm Prosecco, it's like a knife into the heart. He is saying something by saying warm Prosecco. He's sending a dog whistle message by those two words.
Ian, do you think this is sort of, as Jane was sort of saying, that standard political practice, really? This is all being dismissed as tittle-tattle, of course, but in all seriousness, is this happening behind the scenes, as far as we know, this possibly David Davis allies plotting?
Yeah, indeed. Just to give a bit of background, it's Andrew Mitchell who was caught out during a private dinner, who, as you say, is an ally of David Davis. I think it is going on behind the scenes, and I hear this behind the scenes. Of course, On the Record is a different story, as we all know, with Westminster politics. But his quote was exactly that Theresa May was dead in the water. Now, if you spoke to most people in Westminster, that's hard to disagree with. And as you mentioned, the new Justice Secretary was sent out to bat on Andrew Marr and deny it, of course. But yeah, I think everyone around in Westminster accepts that Theresa May's political career has a very short future. The question is to whether, you know, it's going to be the end of the year or the end of Brexit or the end of Parliament in 2022. That's the real debate, not whether her career is over or not.
Is there any credence to this rumour as well today that behind the scenes, once again, and again, I've had three bottles of warm Prosecco this morning, so I'm happy to gossip now. Is there any truth in that the right, the Conservative Party are saying, let's let Corbyn in for a bit so we can reset the Tories and then come storming back? I'm sure you've heard about that. Is there any truth in that?
No, I mean, I don't want to totally deny it. My sources aren't saying that. I've recently spoken to a sort of, they call them hard Brexit, they don't define themselves as that group of MPs. And what I was actually asking was over the bill, because there's going to be this debate further down the line for our Brexit bill. And privately, a number of them are quite happy with this 50 billion figure that was being drummed around, which actually some of them were denying in public. But with regards to letting Corbyn in, I just think that's too far. I just can't see Thatcher right, Brexiteer Tories wanting Jeremy Corbyn, the socialist leader, in number 10.
Jane, what? Okay, we've got the Tories on Prosecco, as we say. If it does all switch around and we've got Labour Party in power, what drink would you recommend for them from the School of Booze to gossip over, being the Labour Party?
Well, they used to talk about old Labour being beer and sandwiches, didn't they? And then the Blair years, it was champagne socialists. I mean, for every occasion of any gossip, beer is the most convivial drink, and it makes you friendly and it lets your guard down. If you want to really get in there with some gossip or find out what's going on, then beer is going to do it every time. Can I just come back to the warm Prosecco comment for a second?
Please.
But David Lidington was using that to devalue the gossip by calling it, over warm Prosecco. He devalues what that gossip actually is. So basically, he was saying, don't listen, it's a load of rubbish. Had he said over vintage champagne, then people should start getting worried.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Which is worthless.
It's interesting how he pitched Prosecco, as we're saying, that was a sort of deliberate go-to. But he might be right. You know, we've got warm Prosecco here, as I say, just after the news, we are going to go around the office here, force people to drink it, and we've warmed it up to well above room temperature as well, and we're going to see if it does make them gossip.
They might complain to HR then and say, you know, they're punishing us at work by making us drink warm Prosecco.
Oh, how foolish you are thinking we have an HR department. Jane, Ian, thank you very much for joining us. Ian Silvera there, Senior Political Reporter for International Business Times UK, and Jane Payton from the School of Booze. We do have Prosecco. We are currently warming it up. Cornelius is sitting on it at the moment, on the bottle, as though he was trying to hatch it, because when we bought it, it was cold. So we're trying to warm it up with any means possible. So Cornelius has been sitting on it for 15 minutes. Are you feeling any gossip here after that?
No, it feels nice, though.
All right. You're supposed to sit on it long ways?
Oh.
All right. Anyway, Theresa May, dead in the water or dead in the Prosecco? Well, let's find out in the next half an hour. We'll also be going through the papers, of course. It's the Diversity Paper Review, and Headline Hijack is on the way. But now, just after 1:30, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the news headlines.
Talk Radio.
The High Court has rejected demands for the UK to halt its multi-billion pound arms sales to Saudi Arabia. The Campaign Against Arms Trade claimed they were being used against civilians in Yemen in violation of international humanitarian law. Save the Children's Caroline Anning says the decision will be appealed, but also thinks the government should act more responsibly.
We really think that regardless of this court ruling, regardless of the appeal, the UK should try and stand tall in the world. You know, let us be proud of who we are, do the right thing, and suspend arms sales until an independent investigation has taken place.
In the next half an hour, judges will start taking evidence in a new hearing about terminally ill baby Charlie Gard. Doctors at Great Ormond Street Hospital have asked the High Court to look at what it calls claims of new evidence about treatments for the 11-month-old's condition. Scotland Yard says 60 companies and organisations were involved in the construction, management or refurbishment of Grenfell Tower. Police have been giving an update on their criminal investigation into the disaster, but say there have been no arrests. A body has been found in a quarry in Fife, near to where a diver got into difficulty yesterday. Emergency services have been searching Preston Hill Quarry after a woman failed to resurface. And Charles LaBeouf has been released from jail after he was arrested for public drunkenness in the US. The Hollywood Reporter says he also faces charges of disorderly conduct and obstruction. The weather, sunny spells and scattered showers for some this afternoon, with the heaviest possibly thundery showers confined to London and the southeast. Highs of 25 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
That's okay, John.
It was splendid. I'm sure it was if I was listening.
I know, you never do.
So now today, Victoria's going to bring us the bonus news
at
3:30. Today we bring you mineral news.
That's right.
If it's happening in the world of minerals, then Victoria will have that information for you. The reason it's there, of course, the bulletins are shorter, aren't they, Victoria? Sure, they should be 3 minutes, now they're two. You get paid the same, you have to make the time up. So animal news, vegetable news and mineral news is on the way. But it's mineral news today.
Yeah.
Good. Got any minerals you looked at yet?
No.
Would you like some help?
Well, if people want to help me, I'm not going to say no.
If you'd like to tweet us, or Victoria, with mineral news examples, it means she can spend longer doing whatever it is she does.
Eating chocolate.
Eating chocolate than actually looking up some mineral news. So yeah. You'll be helping her out with that. There you go, mineral news.
Okay, good.
And headline hijack's on the way as well. At 2 o'clock, Victoria will say the news again, but in it will be a news line. We'd like you to make that news light up. It's on the way, I will explain very shortly indeed.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. 5 days a week with everything you need to know. The sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of our Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning boss, the legend that is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of our modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast-talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So as we've been talking about, hello, by the way, if you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Anyway, we've just been talking about this, right? Warm Prosecco. It's all over the news, of course. This is when the Justice Secretary, David Lidington, blamed the gossip about Theresa May's demise. I mean, in terms of prime ministerially, not actually physically. She's not dying. He blamed it on a gossip over warm Prosecco, which leads us to ask, are people more gossipy over warm Prosecco? Well, we're going to find out because we've got a bottle of warm Prosecco in the studio here. Cornelius is currently opening it, having been sitting on it for about 30 minutes. You've spurted out the top there. Right, so you're going to pour that and take that now. Are we doing that now?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Right. So Cornelius will talk to us in a moment on some equipment that probably won't work properly. He's just gone out. He's going to be in the office in a moment. He's going to pour people a little drop of warm Prosecco, people who work in the office, both at TalkSport and at the news and at Talk Radio, and we'll find out whether or not it makes them gossipy in any way at all. As David Lidington, the Justice Secretary, claims it does. Think of it as a social experiment live on air that probably won't work properly. Right, Cornelius should be there. Cornelius, can you hear me?
Hello, John.
Right, good. So you're in the office, are you now?
Yes, that is right. Two seconds. There we go. Right. Yes. Hello.
Hello. Right, so
I'm in the office.
Where are you who are you going to start with?
Okay, I'll start in the Talk Radio office.
Okay, fine.
I see there's two people in here. There's Johnny and Feddy. Federica.
Do you want to explain who they are, just because people
Johnny is a station celebrity producer.
Yeah, we don't know
You know nothing else.
Hi, Johnny. Sorry, we're on the radio. Go on. Go on, John.
Well, no, I was just saying, I'm trying to explain what Johnny is or does, but I've realised that's impossible because I'm not sure either.
Okay.
But fine.
Johnny, do you want some warm Prosecco?
Yes, please.
Okay, you have to give us some gossip.
My gossip is...
Keep your voice down.
Oh, my gossip is, apparently, all the Love Island people are using...
Never mind. Mark's here, Mark Machado, who's sort of face deep in the papers. Mark, do you want some warm Prosecco?
The Viagra.
I don't like warm Prosecco.
He's
got to drink it.
You have to drink it, Denny said.
I'm only doing it for the purposes of integration.
Okay. Yeah. Right, now tell us some gossip.
Don't really have much.
No, ask him if he knows anything to do with bacon.
No.
John says apparently there's some bacon gossip going around.
Oh yeah, this morning Frey ordered a bacon sandwich and he ordered a sausage sandwich, but they sent up two bacon sandwiches instead.
Really?
Yeah. There's always bacon gossip in this.
Ask Mark if he wants ask Mark for a cuddle.
Can I have a cuddle, please, Mark?
Of course you can.
Thank you.
It's nice.
Okay, he's cuddled me.
That pertains to some gossip. Some gossip from the Sam Delaney show.
Do you want some Prosecco?
Of course I do.
Okay. You have to tell us some gossip, though.
Of course, I'll tell you this really secret gossip.
Okay,
I saw somebody eating a sandwich in the kitchen.
This is not very exciting gossip, is it?
Can you take the Prosecco off her?
Yeah, thanks. Don't give her that. That's rubbish.
Hannah Tooley.
Isn't there any proper gossip?
Sam Delaney's... Yeah, come on. Hannah Tooley is a big gossip.
This is Sam Delaney's producer.
Am I?
Yeah, yeah.
I have some gossip about Cornelius.
Okay, unfortunately it's not. She said she didn't have any.
Right, I heard, yeah.
Ben from the... Right. Ben, you must have some gossip.
I've got some gossip, right? I heard that they're putting a security camera inside the vending machine to see who the tubbies are in the office that keep going up there and playing by contact. Listen, I'm in big trouble.
That's proper gossip.
Wait, yeah. Ollie's here. Ollie works at TalkSport.
By the way, that was pre-recorded from Ben.
Take your headphones off, Ollie. Do you want some Prosecco? It's warm.
No.
Go on, tell us some gossip.
I don't have any gossip. I just don't want warm Prosecco.
Go on, just try it.
I don't want warm Prosecco. No one wants warm Prosecco.
It's going to be a fight.
Go on.
No.
Ollie's always been boring, isn't he?
Final one, Cornelius.
Okay, I'm walking over to Lauren Webster.
Lauren Webster.
Hi, Lauren. Okay, do you want some Prosecco? She's eating lunch at the moment. She's very embarrassed.
Thank you very much.
Have some warm Prosecco.
Oh, lovely.
Right.
Can you tell us some gossip?
No, I can't. I've only just had a sip, so it's not going
to... Ask her if she's got any gossip about Denny, the boss.
There isn't any.
Do you have any gossip about Denny, the boss?
No, I have no gossip whatsoever.
You sure?
I promise. You can't just give me warm Prosecco and ask for gossip. Sorry.
Experiment isn't going to plan.
Well, the experiment's an experiment. I think what that's done in many ways is prove that the Tories, David Lidington, the Justice Secretary, I'm not going to call him a liar, but he is, because we've just proved that warm Prosecco does not lead to gossip. Thus, the argument from the Tory camp about the Theresa May backstage deal to get her replaced, it turns out, is true after all, and that's an experiment that proves it. So there you go. That's public service broadcasting for you right there. In the next bit of the programme, we'll be going through the papers with Mark, who you just heard having a cuddle with Cornelius. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Get ready to feel flush with success on The James Whale Show, tomorrow night from 7, on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. James will be joined by another man who's never short of an opinion, Pimlico Plumbers flamboyant CEO and founder, Charlie Mullins, for an in-depth look at the current challenges facing small business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't miss Flush with Success, tomorrow night from 7, on The James Whale Show, on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up, work to do. Shower, tick. Shave, tick. Dressed, next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn, Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
Have I got PPI?
I usually feel stressed when I deal with financial institutions. Have I got PPI.com and their free PPI check really helped me. But the claim clock is ticking. The deadline for missed sold PPI claims has been set for August 2019. So text HAVE to 80800 for your free PPI check before it's too late.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's HAVE to 80800.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to, and I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M5 southbound through Worcestershire, three lanes are closed off at the moment due to a multi-vehicle accident. Long delays there. That's on the M5 south between junction 4A and junction 5, adding about an hour onto people's journeys. The M60 clockwise through Greater Manchester, stationary traffic due to a temporary closure after an accident. That's going clockwise on the M60 between junction 17 and junction 18 with queues back to junction 16. I'm Poonam Verma.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. And you'll see what I mean.
I like the way you work it.
Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Because of the crying. Right, so good afternoon. It's Talk Radio in that aforementioned afternoon. Now, there's a lot of news going on. The Australian Prime Minister is on a visit. On visit to the UK. Malcolm Turnbull, of course, he's in London. He's having a bilateral meeting with Theresa May, whatever that is. And, of course, it's post-G20 when all of the world leaders got together. You'd think they'd have figured out the chat there, wouldn't you, instead of wasting even more fuel on private jets damaging the climate. Anyway, any road up, that's happening in the news, as is a lot of things. Wayne Rooney is moving to somewhere, apparently, as well. That's a thing.
Back to Everton.
Back to Everton, thank you. And that's happened. There's warm Prosecco afoot. I was quite disappointed with the level of gossip in the office. But we did prove that it doesn't work as a as a gossip.
Maybe it wasn't warm enough. I think we should have put it in the kettle first.
Ah. We could go back and try that. Just pour the Prosecco into the kettle, the pre-kettle, and just warm it up that way. I've often wondered that about kettle. Why can't you use a kettle? Why just water? Because other things need heating up, right? Soup. Why can't you just put that in the kettle? And then
it'd be difficult to wash.
Well, no, wouldn't you? Swill it out.
No.
Why?
Because if you put soup in an electric kettle, you can't put that kettle into a dishwasher.
Well, no, just manually clean it.
No.
Why?
You just use a pan is easier to clean.
Yeah, but you think about that. You have to stir that. Think about how much fun it would be to pour some soup in a kettle, press go and walk off, come back 3 minutes later, piping hot soup.
Fine, whatever. You do what to your own kettle. I don't care.
No, do it to your kettle. Anyway, what I'm getting at is the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, I know, Cornelius, but don't worry, because we're here to help you and indeed anyone else who can't get their head around the news because of the complex nature of it. What we do is we take the news and we very much put that in another kitchen appliance, a Nutribullet, if you like. Of a sort of news tribulet, a news tree bullet. And, of course, a bullet is also a Japanese train, isn't it? The bullet train. So it all ties in, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The news tree bullet train that is five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Putin denies to Trump about election rigging. That's that matter solved.
The news in haikus. And so to the newspapers, of course. Somebody's got to go through them, and that somebody who goes through them is ordinarily, round these afternoon parts, a different diversity. Somebody of a diverse nature each and every day going through that newspaper to make us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We welcome back Mark. You heard him moments ago in the office prepping while we tried to get him to gossip in return for some warm Prosecco. He's in the studio now, though. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
Did you did it not oil the... I mean, it obviously is in the papers today, this warm Prosecco. Yeah. For, did it not oil your gossip wheels?
It did.
You know,
thinking about it, during that advert break, Mark came in and delivered more juicier gossip. So maybe, yeah, you know, it takes a while to sort of kick in.
Mainly because the other gossip wasn't really broadcastable.
Yeah.
But it did involve our ginger producer, Dave. But anyway, there we go. So, Mark, the newspapers, if you would. Oh, remind us first of your diversity.
I'm brown.
Thank
I
you.
Used to be brown and obese, but then the obese lobby got in touch and said I wasn't obese enough. So
right, how obese please. Do you have to be obese?
I'm not sure, but I'm trying to get there.
Right, okay.
That's my goal for 2017.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Okay, what's in the papers?
Well, I flick through the papers, and I keep thinking I'm seeing Ian Beale gossip, as in Ian Beale off EastEnders.
Yeah.
And I read the article, it's nothing to do with Ian Beale. Guy Verhofstadt, who's someone to do with the EU, I'm not entirely sure what he does.
Yeah.
I think he's, like, in charge of negotiations or something. Looks like a European Ian Beale. And I keep getting caught up reading stories about him instead.
Right.
Because I think, Ian Beale's obviously been to the awards ceremony because he's very, like, in a suit. He's very well dressed. His hair's all in place.
Yeah.
But no, it's this European bloke, Guy Verhofstadt, who's basically telling us that Brexit might not happen.
And does he look like... I mean, he looks like... I can't picture...
He looks like Ian Beale. If you open up any of the papers today, he's normally pictured next to Theresa May
he
at the top.
He does look like Ian Beale.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. He looks like Theresa May standing with an Ian Beale.
And I'm thinking, wow, Ian Beale's got a take on Brexit.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what he thinks.
Well, Ian Beale has been appointed to the cabinet.
Yeah, that could happen. Minister for, like, trade and...
Whatever Ian Beale does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he has, like... last time I watched EastEnders, which was quite a while ago, I think he had two stalls, a calf. And the restaurant.
He still has a cafe. I watched, an episode this weekend of... And, he gave a job to someone for his cafe, so...
I only watch it at Christmas now, because in our house there's the big... Everyone's... Like, we used to, like, party and, like, converse with each other at Christmas. But now we've just been like, it's not worth it. Let's just watch TV.
Fair enough.
Because it's more entertaining.
To be honest with you, you know, that's the British way.
That is, isn't it? And so, that's what integration's done.
And
you've
integrated into our society by doing that.
Yeah.
So well done.
So when Brexit does happen, I don't need to leave.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Theresa, if you're listening.
Yeah, which she is.
But they've cancelled it.
Ian Beale's in the... What?
Ian Beale's cancelled Brexit.
He's trying to cancel
Brexit.
That's
the headline.
He's trying to get
stuck in
and cancel all of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or not, is it? I don't care anymore.
Right.
Brexit articles are quite boring, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want another story?
Yes.
There is a 15-year-old pupil from Walthamstow, which is northeast London. Is that where? Yeah. Who is apparently running a £50,000 a year sweet empire across three different shops. And he started all this when he was 11 years old, when he was inspired by a talk about not getting into gangs by a millionaire who came into his school.
Yeah.
And he set up a shop selling Lucozade and other sweets in the boys' toilets.
In the boys' toilets?
In the boys' toilets.
See, he's got
a
business head on.
That's not hygienic.
That's what I thought as well.
Well, no, sweets are wrapped. You haven't got a bare sweets out.
Hmm.
I mean, you do be careful, because we talked about, we had a hygienist on here not long ago.
Yeah.
And if you, pooticles are a thing. If you flush the chain and your toothbrush is out and you don't close the lid of the toilet, that's a bad thing. Just to warn you.
Oh, gosh.
So always put your toothbrush in a cup, in a medicine cabinet, in a drawer. Or
I don't think that's too true. Or at least not bad for you.
Said it.
Yeah, but like, why don't most people get really sick all the time from that?
It depends how many pooticles land on your toothbrush. Poothbrush, as we call it.
You don't brush your teeth, though, do you?
No, no.
Yeah. And it also
clean
if you're
not too now.
Yeah,
they eventually clean themselves, don't they?
Yeah, they've fallen out, haven't they? Really, it's the same. You don't use this either because of your wiry hair. But you know, it's the same with sham, isn't it?
What sham?
Shampoo. That's why it's called that.
Right,
Mark.
So Nathan John Baptiste, who has this £50,000 a year sweet empire, employs 11 different people across 3 different schools.
And he's how old?
He's 15.
He's 15.
Yeah.
They should put him in the Brexit negotiations.
Yeah, they should. But he'd be wasted in that,
rather
really.
Rather than Ian Beale.
Like, yeah.
So he's just expanded this from the boys' toilets.
From the boys' toilets across the schools off Walthamstow, seemingly.
So it's just a tuck shop.
And now, yeah, but now he's like walking around in a suit and everything. It's brilliant.
Why isn't he in school uniform?
Because he bought the school.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
He's the headmaster and the pupil now.
Wow. Right. Well, you got to admire his enterprise, haven't you?
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
But also,
I had a friend of that who got told off for selling sweets at school.
Yeah, I used to get told off for selling sweets at school.
Yeah, buy sort of multi-pack of Kit Kats, sell them off at 20p each.
Yeah.
He used to get told off.
My mate Paul Harrison used to come into school, and this was in the days before the internet. And he used to come into school with what we thought were sweets to sell because he had packets of Smarties, tubes of Smarties. But instead of that, what he had done is go into his dad's stash of pornographic adult gentlemen's leisure pamphlets, right, and torn out the pictures specifically of the lesbians, rolled them up, put them in the Smartie tubes, and then he would sell those for 50p a time. Of course, if they did get confiscated, the teachers assumed they were Smarties and just binned them. No one ever thought to open them to see what was actually inside. But that was entrepreneurial of him, wasn't it?
You could read more about that story in your book, can't you?
You can, actually. I have written about that extensively in my book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Which a friend of mine has just sent me a photo of that very book on a shelf, John.
Yes.
It was in the last half an hour. And that book is currently on sale in FOP at Shaftesbury Avenue. 2 for £5.
2 copies of my book for £5.
Yeah.
What a bargain.
Is that deal available online as well?
I have no
it
idea.
Might well be. I don't know. But either way, you could go down a FOP or you go on Amazon.
Saying that, other writers in that deal include John Ronson and Sarah Pascoe.
So I'll take that.
Yeah,
as
I mean,
good
it's good company.
Company
to be in. But at the same time, you may as well just buy one John Ronson book and one Sarah Pascoe book.
Well,
for the fiver, and then you're happy.
Not really. I mean, you could.
Well, they're
just
better writers.
You're on. Not true, but anyway.
More popular. Yeah.
What's Sarah Pascoe's book about?
That's true as well.
Being a woman, I think.
Yeah,
that's what she talks about in a comedy, isn't it? Being a woman and having a boyfriend, or not having a boyfriend,
right.
Whatever it is.
We've digressed slightly from the newspapers, but, you know.
Yeah. Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the papers today as well. Because the new series of Game of Thrones starts next week.
Right, so the PR machine has got itself into high gear.
Yeah. It's the most powerful thing in Westeros, that PR machine. if it really wanted to, it could take the Iron Throne. And Maisie Williams has just basically been talking about the cost of fame and how it's quite difficult to grow up in the public eye and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
I really like Maisie Williams as a actress and a person. She seems really nice, doesn't
yeah,
she?
I have interviewed some people from Game of Thrones, but never her. And I think I agree. I think I've seen her be interviewed, and she's
yeah.
very good.
And she's also done lots of other stuff now as well. Like
yep.
she was in Doctor Who for a season, lost 2 years ago,
was she?
A year ago. Yeah. yeah. And she was very good in that, and I was like, that's really
what's
good.
The specific bit of PR you've got in the newspaper today? What's just a question and answer thing or something, is it?
Yeah, I think it's more to do with that interview that was in the Sunday Times Style magazine yesterday.
Yeah.
Where she was talking about how kind of being famous is really difficult. And I know she talked about this before in the past. She's done a lot of stuff with kind of youth media things, talking about how kids need to be careful online and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is great to see that, like, a person who found fame really young really cares about these kind of things and is really, like, passionate and tries to stop kids being exploited or online.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. I think I've seen her speak out about it. It's like the I think that sort of generation of young actresses now, not to sound too serious about it, but that's they are realise their role models quite early on, I think. Like Emma Watson's the same, isn't she? She does all that, she's ambassador for something.
For the UN or something.
Something like that.
John, a personal take, do you know anyone famous?
Let me think. I know somebody who's got a book out. John Ronson, I know him.
I know
Sarah Millican as well.
Sarah Pascoe as well.
Yeah. I also know Sarah Millican, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well,
I know
like?
Both the comedy
nice?
Both the comedy Sarahs. So, you know, that's
what about Sarah Silverman?
No. No. Anything else? Anything else?
There's another story I was given, but I'm not sure how I talk about it because it's too X-rated. It's like page 15 of The Sun.
Yeah.
They're talking about a club where you can basically be tortured and stuff, and it's a fetish club, and people enjoy doing it. But I'm quite conservative. I just like a cuddle, really. This is a bit too much for me.
Like a cuddle and to be whipped with bacon.
Yes.
And on that note, Mark, thank you very much for coming
in. Thanks for having me.
For the Diversity paper review. Remind us of your diversity.
Brand.
That's right. And there we go. Now, Headline Hijack is on the way. That's where you get to make up a news story, and it gets put into the news at 2 o'clock to confuse those people who simply aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Who today, Cornelius, is the headline hijacker?
It's Sharon.
Sharon. Hello, Sharon. Where's Sharon from?
Manchester.
Sharon is in Manchester and has sent in a story that Victoria will say out loud in the midst of all the other stories, except Sharon's story won't be true. Headline hijack on the way. Also, guest action. Today we bring you two, not one, but two musicians. Steve Diggle will be joining us. He's out of off of Buzzcocks. And Steph from Placebo as well later. How about that for a Monday afternoon? All on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. News is on the way next.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All of human history has led to this moment.
And if we lose, it will be a planet of apes.
Critics agree War for the Planet of the Apes completes the best blockbuster trilogy since the Dark Knight films.
We will bring an end to their kind.
It's edge of the seat stuff, says The Guardian.
So emotional!
Impressive, says Empire.
This is war.
The Telegraph calls it a soulful, mesmerizing spectacle.
I did not start this war. But I will finish it. Apes together strong.
War for the Planet of the Apes. In cinemas Tuesday, book now.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off laminate worktops, all when you buy 5 or more units. Hurry, ends Wednesday at 10 p.m.
I'm a dead man.
Tim, Winston Wolf, what's happened?
The party got out of hand. There's claret everywhere. The carpet, the sofa. My parents are going to kill me.
You're not dead yet, Tim. Your parents have 5-star de facto rated direct line home plus insurance.
What does that mean?
It means they're covered and the wolves just saved your bacon. Although I'd still make a quick getaway if I were you.
Why?
You're 31, Tim. It's time to fly the nest.
Cover your home with Direct Line's 5-star de facto rated Home Plus insurance. Search Direct Line Home Plus. Cover and limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
The trials begin. Families at war. Battles for the throne. Until you can take no more.
No more?
Okay, one more.
How about loads more? With a Now TV Entertainment Pass, you can stream every new episode of Game of Thrones Season 7. Plus, you'll also get a 14-day free trial. Just search Now TV Game of Thrones.
And let your trial begin.
Exactly. Want to watch it mine? I've got crisps.
Ooh.
18 plus, new customers only. Pass also renews at $7.99 a month, unless cancelled.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Monday afternoon, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Saudi arms ruling to be appealed. Charlie's mum urges judges to give them a chance and find out which Hollywood actor is out of jail.
Talk Radio.
Demands for the UK to halt its multi-billion pound arms sales to Saudi Arabia have been rejected by a court. The campaign against arms trade claimed they were being used against civilians in Yemen in violation of international humanitarian law. Tom Barnes, who's from the organisation, has told Talk Radio it's a dangerous situation.
They've been dropped in Yemen. They've created ungoverned spaces
in the Yemen, which have made it easier for groups like Al-Qaeda to thrive. I don't think that arms sales to a regime like Saudi Arabia keep anybody safer.
Judges will begin taking evidence in a new hearing about terminally ill baby Charlie Gard shortly. Doctors at Great Ormond Street Hospital have asked the High Court to look at what it calls claims of new evidence about treatments for the 11-month-old's rare genetic condition. In April, courts ruled doctors could stop providing life support treatment. Joshua Rosenberg is a legal expert.
What we expect is lawyers for the hospital to explain to Mr. Justice Francis, the judge who granted the original order 3 months ago, what this new evidence is, and then leave it to Mr. Justice Francis to decide.
Police say they believe 255 people survived the Grenfell Tower fire. They're still estimating the number of people who are dead at around 80. They've also identified 60 companies and organisations involved in building, maintaining or refurbishing the block. The Prisoners Officers Association says... The Prison Officers Association says staff should be routinely armed with tasers and stab-proof vests because of rising violence in jails. It describes the current situation as absolutely horrendous, with claims there are 19 assaults every day. Emergency services looking for a diver who got into difficulties in a quarry in Fife have found a body. They were called to Preston Hill Quarry last night after a woman failed to resurface. And Shia LaBeouf has been released from jail after he was arrested for public drunkenness in the US. The Hollywood Reporter says he also faces charges of disorderly conduct and obstruction. Police in Georgia say the actor used profanities and vulgar language when he asked someone for a cigarette and they said no.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
French, of course, for Shia the Beef. Thank you, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
For the news.
Yes, John.
Well, I'm going to say an hour and a half. Victoria will be here with today's bonus news, which is mineral news. If it's happening in the world
of mineral news,
yeah. If it's happening in the world of minerals, then you will hear about it here first. Do you get mineral news on the other radio stations? No, you do. LBC do it? No, they don't.
No.
Do Radio 2? No.
No.
Do any of the other ones? No.
No.
Where do people go for their fix of mineral news?
Talk Radio.
That's right, Victoria. And she'll be bringing it to us. Have you started researching it yet?
No, but thank you. I think it was Will who tweeted me a suggestion.
Right.
I will look at it shortly.
It was just a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. All right. The weather?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Weather now.
Yes, John.
Got the weather.
Yes, John. Sunny spells and scattered showers for some areas this afternoon. The heaviest showers, which will potentially be thundery, are going to be in London and the southeast. Highs of 25 degrees.
Oh. What time?
I don't have that information to hand, Cornelius. Maybe you should look it up.
I will.
You could have looked it up.
Well, I didn't expect to be questioned. Go away.
Okay. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with tennis. And to Wimbledon, British number one Johanna Konta's on number one court. She leads Caroline Garcia of France by 5-4 in the first set. Andy Murray continues his title defence later. He takes on Frenchman Benoit Paire in the last 16. With his future at Chelsea unclear, Diego Costa's been allowed to miss the start of pre-season training. The 28-year-old striker didn't join his teammates as they returned to Cobham today. It's unclear exactly when the Spain international will return to training with the Premier League champions. Everton striker Romelu Lukaku has effectively confirmed he's leaving for Manchester United. The Belgian has told American media that United's ambition to become one of Europe's dominant forces again was a unique selling point and has posted an online goodbye message to Toffees fans. Former United striker Dion Dublin told TalkSport Lukaku will deliver the goods at Old Trafford.
As a centre forward, I don't think there's a box that he doesn't tick. I believe that Lukaku is the biggest prospect in the Premier League and can get better, a lot better.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the rest of the day's fixtures at Wimbledon are going to be cancelled because the weather's too hot. The official Wimbledon thermometer shown centre courts reached temperatures of just under 50 degrees Celsius, but John McEnroe insisted it's on the line.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news. Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Next on the radio, we will talk to Steve Diggle out of Buzzcocks.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon. It's just coming up to a time. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And as the High Court rules that the UK are allowed to sell military equipment to Saudi Arabia, we've got millions of pounds worth of military equipment to give away as a prize this afternoon on the programme. Now, if you'd like it, and I can tell you we've got tanks, drones, missile launchers and fighter jets to give away, all you need to do is be a Middle Eastern country with little or no regard for human rights, and they could be yours. Simply text the words oppressive state to the following text address: Talk Radio, Military Arms Giveaway, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Good luck with that.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, let's do you some guest action. So very pleased to welcome into the studio a man who I'm going to describe as a musical legend, not just because he's sitting in front of me, but also because it happens to be true. You must get that a lot, Steve Diggle, off of Buzzcocks, because you kind of defined a generation musically. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I think it is fair to say. Yeah. I mean, and also we've lived that long, survived it. We've seen many go on the way, actually. We was on our last tour with Nirvana and... he went.
Yeah.
We took Joy Division on the road and Ian Curtis killed himself.
Yeah.
We signed a record deal, Elvis Presley died. And
you're a jinx, is what you're saying.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's worn off now. I did meet Elton John in Vegas a few years back.
Fingers crossed.
He survived it. It's worn off now. But there is a string of deaths, which is kind of weird. But then, if you live that, you become a legend.
Exactly. That's what, just by outliving everybody.
That's simple as that, you know.
So, how long has it been? It's what, since the Buzzcock 4? It was 76, wasn't it?
76.
So, that's 41 years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. And when you did, we'll talk about the origins in a moment, but if you look back then, right, and how hazy are the memories? I mean, do you have this sort of clear recollection, or was it all a bit rock and roll?
It's all fragments. It's a Proustian, Proustian thing of sometimes things come back from something, you know.
Yeah.
Eat the Madeleine, and then it's like, oh, I remember that now.
Yeah.
I keep getting asked to write a book now. To sit down and do it linear, you know, day by day, it's like, I can't remember what happened, you know.
Yeah.
But there are moments that trigger stories off.
Is it like,
it's got to be like that.
Flashes of things, like musically, you hear something on the radio maybe or whatever, and you sort of go, oh, okay, that takes me back to there and kind of...
All that sight, smells, anything, you know.
Yeah. And when you do the
girls.
In terms of those origins, as we said about, so the story, which many will know, but I want to hear you tell it because, you know, out loud, for your mouth, it's better. So the seeing the Sex Pistols gig, and then you find yourself supporting them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Howard was on some college trip, saw the Sex Pistols in a little club and said, if you come to Manchester, we'll put a poster up. So essentially that's what happened. And we opened up for them. And all the journalists from London, from all the music papers, came down, reviewed the Sex Pistols and was amazed. There was a local band from Manchester that opened up.
Yeah.
So that kind of put us on the map. And I've said before, that's... If Christ was born in Bethlehem, then punk started in Manchester, because that gig was reviewed in all the papers, you know.
Yeah.
That was the first review, really, of punk as such in Britain.
And was there a feeling at the time that punk would go on to change that generation, to be so influential?
It was just at the moment, you know, it was just a reaction. All the progressive bands had got a bit tired and, you know, a bit lost in what they were doing, and the landscape was barren, really, you know. A million people coming up on the dole, it was black and white, and all you had was Coronation Street, you know, and an empty room with a light bulb. So you start to get a bit existential and start thinking, what am I doing with my life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, he was coming up to 20 years old, so, you know, we wanted to make some quick music, you know, 3-minute songs again, smash the equipment and get some excitement going. So that's initially what happened, you know.
We had had John Lydon in a couple of weeks back, who, you know, was sort of... What a lovely fellow he is, by the way. That was my first time I'd ever met John Lydon. And he's got that reputation as well, hasn't he, being a bit spiky.
Yeah.
But he was in a good mood, shall we say. So it was absolutely fine. But when back then...
How much did he have to drink that day? That's the barometer,
that's a fair
really.
Question, I suppose you're right, yeah.
He used to carry a bag of cans with him,
clanking around.
So you know what temperament to be by how many...
But you've, you know, over the time, you've done a lot of interviews and stuff as well. Do you, I mean, do you still enjoy the process of, because obviously you do solo stuff now, and so do you kind of enjoy this part of it as opposed to being on stage, or is this just something you have to tolerate with people like me throwing questions
at? It's something you do, really, but you know, they always say you find something about yourself when you're doing it. Somebody didn't really know or looking at it a different way, you know?
Yeah, like a psychological session.
But it's something you have to do. I mean, it's better than going in a coal mine or something, you know. I mean, it's part of the process, you know. I mean, like I say, talking about yourself is not a great thing, really. You know, I know myself well. Well enough that I shouldn't be talking about myself.
Yeah, but, just keep the stories broadcast.
But, you know, it's all part of the process, really, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to play a bit of the song. This is way too far. Do you want to sort of talk us into it and what we're going to... Yeah?
Well, I started recording this album last year in the year of punk. And I thought, in a year of punk, don't make a punk album. That's too obvious, you know. They've got you then. You know, you've just sold out right away before you started. So I did an album called Inner Space Times, you know. And it's more looking internal, really, like a trip, you know.
Yeah.
And being in control of yourself, because punk was a bit external, looking at exterior things. This is looking inside and essentially, you know, be your own president from the inside. Start there.
All right. This is called Way Too Far. Too Far. Steve Diggle is behind it because, you know, it's his song. He's also in front of me at the moment. Buzzcocks, of course, you'll know him from that. We talked about sort of the influential nature of punk as well before that. And in terms of politics, because punk was, you know, so political at the time, do you still maintain that interest in politics? Is that still important?
Yeah, on many levels, really, because, you know, with a lot of governments, since Harold Wilson and all the rest of it, it's all arguments within a framework, a lot of, you know, 10 pence on a postage stamp and all that. I know all the other things, but for the average person, nothing really changes that much, you know. You know, it's more to do with corporate finance and arms dealing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, you know, sometimes you feel powerless to, you know how much you vote and try and do things, you know. Big brother's in control, you know.
There is a feeling of that, I think you're right. And certainly now, because again, you know, 40 years ago, the political landscape was very different. But now, that sort of 70s left-wing feeling amongst the young now is coming back, it seems.
It's kind of, you know, because that feeling was there, like you say, back in the 70s. And it is finally kind of coming back, you know. I blame the 80s with the new romantics that eradicated, you know.
The new managers that came in and swept away.
Rebellion, you know, drinking cocktails and, you know, hanging out with Margaret Thatcher and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like the punk rock roars never happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah, although punk rock has, you know, it's such a, the influence it did have, as we were talking about, on music, and then, you know, even you're hearing it now with bands like Green Day and stuff, that post-punk movement, and so on. And so in terms of listening to stuff now, what do you tend to go for? Do you, have you got any sort of current bands and stuff? You still got a gig? Something? What is it?
No, I had Nina Simone the other day. She's a new chick on the
block.
No, not really. I mean, like, I think, you know, the nucleus of punk back in 76 wrote the scripts, and people like Green Day are acting it out, you know, acting out the play.
Yeah.
To me, not the real deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're good, but I mean, you know.
But they've got a template, haven't they? Whereas you didn't.
No, right, exactly. Everybody was working in the dark then, you know.
Yeah.
It was pure raw frustration in the dark, you know.
And could you, in terms of, you know, famously the Sex Pistols, or you know, Glenn Matlock hadn't got a clue how to play the instrument and this kind of thing. Were you guys fully formed musicians, or how far into playing were you at that point, 19 or whatever?
We weren't that good, but there was more than three chords in our songs, you know. we used our limitations well, and the main thing was we was aware of that, you know.
Yeah.
We knew how to write a good song and, you know, catchy riffs and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So playing eighths, ninths and tenths and all that, you know. I mean, I've got a grade 5 in music, but once I discovered Jimi Hendrix and Feedback, I didn't make it a grade 8, yeah.
The grime, apparently, is the new punk. That's what the people are saying. So you can either make a grime record, or is it an influence? Because you could work with grime artists, right, if you wanted to?
Funny, I've had some offers recently. A friend of mine is managing a guy called Sonny, who's... that kind of way, you know. I mean, rapping on council estates and stuff. So I might do something with him. And then there's another guy that's offered me something. So it might be a mix between like Aerosmith and, you know, Run DMC. I said that that'd be the good, you know, reference point for doing it. So
yeah,
when I get a bit of time now, we're going to have a go at that, you know.
Well, we look forward to hearing it.
But we said it's got to be completely mad and mental. I might have to go and have a few drinks before I do it. You can't make a nice grime record, can you? You know what I mean?
No such thing. So in terms of the album and the tour then, where are we up to? So you're going on tour with it?
This year, later in the year.
Yeah.
I've just come back from Los Angeles and San Francisco. We've just done some gigs there with the Buzzcocks.
Yeah.
And going back there again soon. And we've got Croatia as well, and we've got a lot of summer festivals with the Buzzcocks.
Yeah.
But after that, I'll be doing this Inner Space Times tour, you know.
All right.
But we just had fantastic times out there, you know. And we're doing a show in Croatia. And then I'm staying over for a week there because I've never been there, you know.
I've never been. So apparently it's the place now. It's a holiday destination.
It is, yeah. So that's where we're playing, somewhere near the sea. So some old festival.
Steve, you deserve a rest.
I do deserve a rest.
You've done a lot.
After 40 years,
isn't it? 40-odd years, and you've jinxed a lot of people to death. That's what I was going to say. Listen, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Really good to talk to you. Steve Diggle there, out of off of Buzzcocks, of course. That was the single Way Too Far that you heard joining that as well.
Go online at pledgemusic.com and get this album through there.
Okay.
And also on my website.
Yeah.
And it will be out in them last three record shops that are left in England somewhere. Well, you can get it online.
Nicely flogged.
Well, they're all building flats on every record shop.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
We never heard of.
All right. Listen, thanks so much for coming in, Steve Diggle. Now, we will shortly be bringing you the joy of work experience punditry. Sophie is at work experience. She's going to be in reviewing television. We talked to our second musical guest later, Steph Adamoff of Placebo. Will be joining us to talk about the Latitude Festival. All that's on the way. Next, though, regular listeners will know, we have been rewriting a children's classic, The Gruffalo specifically, about the life of the mysterious creature, the Galloway. Part 3 is ready to go. It's next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The trials begin. Families at war. Battles for the throne. Until you can take no more.
No more?
Okay, one more.
How about loads more? With a Now TV Entertainment Pass, you can stream every new episode of Game of Thrones Season 7. Plus, you'll also get a 14-day free trial. Just search Now TV Game of Thrones.
And let your trial begin.
Exactly. Want to watch at mine? I've got crisps.
Ooh.
18 plus, new customers only. Pass also renews at $7.99 a month, unless cancelled.
got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of white Dulux Trade Supermat for only $26.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Gary's not in the office. Gary's in Marbella, applying after sun to his shoulders at the poolside bar. He's having a lovely time, but he's also missing out on business. With eReceptionist, Gary could have had all his calls professionally answered and diverted to other numbers or to colleagues, so he never misses out on business. But instead, he's getting burned on two fronts. Go to ereceptionist.co.uk to find out more and to sign up for your free 30-day trial. Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid charges.
New boilers, please.
You can now buy a new boiler from British Gas with 0% interest for 2 years.
15 left.
But hurry, this offer will only be around until the 31st of July.
30 lap.
And don't forget, all British Gas boilers come with a 5-year warranty.
40 lap.
So for a new boiler with interest-free credit, search British Gas New Boiler.
Game, set and match, British Gas.
Conditions apply. We're a credit broker offering products from a panel of lenders. Credit subject to status.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, do watch out at the moment. We've got delays on the M5 southbound. Two lanes are closed off due to a multi-vehicle accident between Junction 4A and Junction 5. You'll also find the M42 affected by that, going southbound between Junction 1 and the M5 at Junction 4A. The M60 clockwise through Greater Manchester, delays there. One lane closed off due to an accident on the M60 clockwise between Junction 17 and 18, and that's causing congestion back to Junction 15. I'm Poonam Verma.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today, and you'll see what I mean.
I like the way you work it.
Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, George Galloway then. George Galloway does a show here on Talk Radio on a Friday evening. He's also writing, and this is what led us down this route, a children's book following in the footsteps of Walliams, Rowling, Blyton, others, and he hasn't been specific, I don't think, about what it's about. So we took a punt a while ago, a shot in the dark, that maybe it was going to be a version of the Gruffalo. If you have children, you'll probably be familiar with the story of the Gruffalo, the mysterious creature that no one's sure whether it exists or not, as a mouse takes a walk through the deep, dark wood. Well, we've rewritten it and re-recorded it. So here, we've got part three, I should say, ready for you. But just to get us up to speed, let's play you the whole poem in full so far. Here's part one of The Galloway.
A worker took a stroll through the industrial park. A boss saw the worker and an idea did spark. Where are you going, labourer free? Come and do work in my new factory. That's terribly kind of you to offer me pay, but I'm off to a talk by the Galloway.
A Galloway? What's a Galloway?
A Galloway? You've not heard of that. He has a stubbly grey beard and a silly old hat, and a commitment to the proletariat. Where are you seeing him? Here, on this grass. His favourite food is an exploitative upper class.
Exploitative upper class? Said the boss man. Goodbye, lowly worker.
And away he ran. Silly capitalist, was he born yesterday? There's no such thing as a Galloway.
Part one of the Galloway there for you, which we played a couple of weeks ago. And we're bringing it to you in instalments, like it was a Dickens novel back in Victorian times, when Dickens, of course, would release just a chapter at a time, wouldn't he, and read it out to people before they were turned into novels. A little fact for you there, and that's something I gleaned from my English literature degree. So here is part two of The Adventures of the Galloway.
On went their worker through the factory estate. A Blairite saw the worker and laid out the bait. "Where are you going, working class Jack? Enlist in my war and go to Iraq." "That's terribly kind of you, Blairite, but no way. I'm off to a talk by the Galloway." He acts like a cat and jumps with agility and salutes our indefatigability. "Where are you meeting him?" "Here, by the streetlight, and his favourite food is filthy Blairite." "Filthy Blairite? It's all Corbyn's fault." And the Blairite was gone, off like a bolt. "Silly Blairite scum, was he born yesterday? There's no such thing as a Galloway."
Part two of The Galloway. Now, George Galloway has written, or is writing, a children's book. We don't know the details, but we're imagining he's based it on himself and the story of the Gruffalo. So here, it's obvious. So here is part three, the premiere broadcast of, you haven't heard this before, The Galloway.
The worker continued, off with a dash. A reporter saw the worker and his next front page splash. "Hey, Mr. Worker, come over here. Would you like to be interviewed for my media smear?" "Thanks for the offer to give me my say, but I'm off to a talk by the Galloway." He fights for the miners and refutes all your stories and will bring on the downfall of the elite ruling Tories. "Where are you meeting him?" "Here, more or less. And his favourite food is the right-wing press."
"The right-wing press? Oh no, but that's me."
And at this moment, the reporter did flee. "Gullible hack, was he born yesterday? There's no such thing as a Galloway."
Part four, the final part, next week at the same time. Is there such thing as the Galloway? Find out. That, by the way, written, read and recorded by our very own Rudd, out of off of the show. You'll know him as the bisexual one. Now, in the next bit of the programme, Work Experience Punditry is happening. That means that Sophie will be here, although I've just been told in my ear that she's running a little bit late. Okay. Typical bloody work experience. That's the end of her career in the media. So anyway, she's going to be here at some point in the next half an hour, going through the television for us. Still to come also on the programme, there will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. We've got Steph out of Placebo joining us. Placebo are playing Latitude this coming weekend. First time they've ever played it as well. So we're going to be talking to Steph about that and the fact that, is it 20 years, I think? It was 40 years of Buzzcocks, 20 years of Placebo.
Really? Wow.
It's 20 years this week since Urban Hymns came out, Cornelius. The Verve album.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Wow, that makes me feel old.
Yeah, and you were...
Not really, I was four when it was out. Yeah. I wasn't aware of it at the time.
Shut up. And in the last half an hour of the programme, because warm Prosecco makes you gossipy, according to the news, we will be playing a game, a celebratory game, if you will, of band or wine. Is it the name of a band or is it the name of a wine? Find out after 3.30 this afternoon. Right, if Sophie gets here, we'll do that next. Otherwise, we'll just fill time for a bit. It's 2.30 in the afternoon, as usual. 2.30 in the afternoon. Victoria's here now at precisely 2.30. She's got the news headlines here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
After seeing secret evidence, the High Court has ruled the government isn't breaking the law by selling UK arms to Saudi Arabia. A pressure group argued the Gulf state had used UK fighter jets and bombs during the conflict in Yemen, in which thousands of people have died. The Campaign Against Arms Trade says it will appeal. Liberal Democrats Foreign Affairs spokesperson Tom Brakes says the UK needs to uphold the highest international standards.
the fact that the Chinese might sell weapons to them that then might be used against civilians, I hope, is something that people here would not want to be used as an excuse for the UK to continue selling weapons if they are being used indiscriminately against civilians. And I'm afraid a number of organisations produce a lot of evidence to show that that was the case.
Lawyers advising the parents of terminally ill Charlie Gard insist it is worth offering their child experimental treatment in the US. They want the High Court to allow the 11-month-old to undergo a new therapy, although the success rate is only up to 10%. Police investigating the fire at Grenfell Tower still believe there are around 80 people dead or missing. Officers have also revealed 32 victims have been positively identified. Australia's Prime Minister has praised the emergency services who responded to the London Bridge terror attack. Malcolm Turnbull and Theresa May have met some of the people caught up in last month's incident on a visit to Borough Market. And unions say companies in the so-called gig economy are being let off the hook. A government-ordered review is expected to call for workers to be given a new category of dependent contractor rather than being classed as self-employed. The weather, sunny spells and scattered showers for some this afternoon. The heaviest and possibly thundery showers confined to London and the southeast. Highs of 25 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour, and Victoria will bring it to you. She'll also bring you more in 1 hour from now, which is bonus news. Bonus news today is mineral news.
Mineral news.
And it's where we bring you up to date on everything in the world, be it animal, be it vegetable, be it mineral. Be it mineral news.
Mineral news.
That's right. Although last week we did discover that fungus was none of those things. So we might have to bring you fungus news at some point.
Was it the third Tuesday of every month, Cornelius?
Yeah, that's correct.
The third Tuesday. What? How? So what's
it? Is that tomorrow? No,
it's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So we've got a week to wait to fungus news.
I'll have to start researching now.
The nation cannot wait. Any teasing you'd like to do?
No.
Oh.
Also, it was Lee who sent me the suggestion, not Will. So sorry, Lee.
For a story for Mineral News. Yes. On Twitter. If you'd like to, Victoria, if you've got a story about a mineral of any kind, then do get it to us, because Victoria might well put it into Mineral News later. You never know your luck.
I need some help today. Nothing good's come up.
Lazy to do her own research.
No, I am doing my research. Oh. It's such a stupid subject.
Oh.
It's the nation's favourite subject.
You say that.
They say it on the social media.
I could do animal news and have great stories every single time. But vegetable news and mineral news are annoying.
Yes, but think it doesn't cover everything.
It's tedious.
It doesn't cover everything.
I don't want to cover everything.
Okay. Are you a little sunburned?
Yes. So you're you filling for time?
No, yes. You obviously didn't cover everything in Factor 30.
No,
see
I didn't.
See how I link? See how I seamlessly link?
That wasn't seamless.
Does she want to cover everything? She obviously didn't cover everything in Factor 30 because she's a little bit sunburned.
That was tedious.
What were you linking to, though?
What?
What were you linking to?
I was linking from her not covering everything in the news to covering everything on herself with Factor 30 at the
weekend. Or not.
It's just a sort of unnecessary halfway to go down.
A little bit burned.
He's just thinking about things he shouldn't think about a work colleague.
What? I'm not. I was talking about your face. It's a little bit sunburned.
Mm-hmm. It's crispy.
Thanks, Victoria.
Bye.
There's Victoria there. Now, work experience punditry is on the way, or at least will be, when our work experience Sophie has run all the way here from Waterloo Station. It's about half a mile. We'll see what happens when she gets here. Right, 2:34. Marta's going to press a button now.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back. Talk radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one. The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back. Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7. 100% whale, 0% blubber. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, the news then. To the news, to the news, to the news, to the news, 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 to the news, to the news, to the news, 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 to the news, to the news.
No, stop that.
All right. There's a lot of news going on, of course. And what happens when you take that news? Well, what happens when you take that news is that you find out that it's It's a little bit complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around it.
That's all right, because what we do on this programme is we take the news. It could be anything from the news. It could be Theresa May's warm Prosecco gossip news. It could be Theresa May meeting the Prime Minister of Australia in London news. It could be any of those news things and more, because there's a lot of it around. But what happens when you blend it with short-form Oriental verse in the news tribulet of Japanese, Japanese poetry, five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Wayne Rooney returns to Everton, Liverpool, pensioners rejoice.
The news in haiku. Right then. Work experience punditry. It's where we drag the work experience in. I was going to say from the office ordinarily, where they live, photocopying things, making cups of tea, that sort of thing. And we drag them in here and put them in front of the microphone and make them review stuff. But Sophie was running a little bit late today, but she's made it on time, having run from the station.
I have.
Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
You're a very fast runner, because you messaged me when the train was coming into the station.
We weren't even in Waterloo 5 minutes ago.
Well, I'm impressed with that.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
What's more, given it is a bit... humidity levels are high out there. It's a bit humid. You don't look sweaty or like you've been running.
I'm very sweaty.
You don't look it.
Oh, that's good.
It is. I'm impressed with that.
Yes.
So, you know, well done.
Thanks.
Yeah. So what happened anyway? Why the train was late, was it?
Well, there was a trespasser on the trains at about 10 o'clock today.
Oh.
And they couldn't work out their stuff to get the trains sorted at 1:30, 2:30, so...
Was it Southwest Trains?
It was,
there you go, you see.
And then a train stopped at the station, and the guy was like, this train's not stopping, please step away from the train. And I was like, it's there. Just open the doors.
Just get on it.
So I had to swap platforms and get on another one. And then I swapped platforms again at Vauxhall. It was all a nightmare, really.
We admire your tenacity.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you've made it in, and... there's a minute to traffic and travel, so really, to be honest with you, we could have filled this time. You could have walked quite casually up the road without recoursing to sweat.
I've earned an ice cream. So.
Yay!
Woo!
All right, good. So, all right then, let's... I'm going to take traffic and travel, but I'm going to tease of where we're going, because you've been watching television on our behalf.
I have. Yeah. So much television.
Yeah.
So, should I marry my cousin, we're going to be talking about.
I'm glad I'm going to say no.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Spa Wars.
Right.
And Brojects.
Brojects?
Yeah. It's like two brothers who do projects. So it's like bros and projects.
Yeah.
Brojects.
Great.
Brojects.
All right. Well, we look forward to all of that.
Good.
And you've seen them all.
Yes, I have.
I'm just trying to gauge whether you like them all. I mean, not from your tone, but I haven't worked it out yet.
Oh, I tell you?
No, we'll save all that. Radio gold, I think. That as well, that's coming then. And also, Ben from the pre-recorded sport will be live in the studio to remind us who exactly is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Because politics changes so fast these days, and there's all that warm Prosecco gossip around, so... we'll just make that clear, and if anything changes, we'll bring that to you as it does. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Traffic and travel next time. John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now, I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to. And I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not.
at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data with plans from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price, £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off laminate worktops, all when you buy 5 or more units. Hurry, ends Wednesday at 10 p.m.
A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M5 southbound through Worcestershire, two lanes are closed due to a multi-vehicle accident between Junction 4A and Junction 5, with big congestion back to Junction 4 at the moment. That's also been affecting traffic on the M42 southbound between Junction 1 and the M5. You'll also find the M60 clockwise in Greater Manchester. The M60 there between Junction 17 and 18, it's slow due to an earlier accident, and we've still got congestion back on the M60 to Junction 12.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today, and you'll see what I mean.
I like the way you work it.
Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, just before we talk to Sophie about your weekend's television, or last week's television, it's worth reminding you of politics. Politics moves very quickly these days, of course. So, as part of our public service remit, each and every day we are inviting Ben from the pre-recorded sport in the studio live to remind us, just to keep us up to speed, on who exactly is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Theresa May.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Cheers, Ben.
You're most welcome.
If there are any changes, you will come and let us know.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben. Great. Quarter quarter to three then, Monday afternoon. That means it's television review time. Sophie's here. She's our work experience. We tell all of our work experience types that them helping us out here will very much give them a leg up into the industry, of course, and help them along their career path, their chosen career path. All of it's a lie. They are simply dragged in here because their work experience, and we don't have to pay them. Sophie's been looking at the television.
I have.
So we, the tease was Brojects.
Yes.
Something else.
Spar Wars.
And the one about the cousin.
Yes.
Where are you going to start?
We're going to go with the cousin first.
All right. So it's called what?
Should I marry my cousin?
No. Next one.
No, this is probably the best one out of the three.
All right.
So we're going to start with it.
Got him.
So BBC Three have done a documentary about exploring the Pakistani culture of marrying your cousin.
Right.
And so this girl, who's 18, called Hiba, is basically deciding whether she should marry her cousin or not.
Okay.
And it just basically explores the pros and cons of marrying your cousin. And it's actually very fascinating.
All right. Well, in that case, before we talk about it, here's a clip.
For my generation, dating is all digital. But not everyone wants to swipe right and date strangers. In my culture, many prefer to find their partner offline and in the family, with their cousins. What should I do? Cousin marriage divides the nation and my family. My uncle is in favour, dad is on the fence, and mum is dead opposed.
Okay then. Yeah. I mean, very BBC Three.
Yes.
For a start.
Mm-hmm.
So the general consensus, of course, is it's the old music hall joke of that, you know, someone heckles a comedian, they go, that's what happens when cousins marry, right? That's
yeah.
a sort of a joke, a sort of familial joke suggesting that genetics would make the result of two cousins marrying slightly unbalanced in some way.
Yes.
So this flies in the face of that cliche.
Yes. I mean, that is very true. There are, you're basically, you've got a double the amount of risk of having a child with a genetic disformity
yeah.
or disease. So basically, in 30% of babies born with a genetic issue in Bradford are from Pakistani families.
Right.
So it's like, there is a big, that is probably the main negative.
Yeah. So there is, I mean, there is, yeah, there is a biological negative.
Yeah, 100%.
To that, right.
Yes.
So it involves a risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then does the question crop up in the programme of whether or not that morally is the right thing to do, given that there's a risk to a child's life?
A little bit. It doesn't really go down that avenue very much. She does visit a family who've got two children with quite severe autism.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really kind of explore the sort of moral. It's kind of just through her eyes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
so it's more about,
does she want that yeah. to be a risk? And she goes and has a DNA test to see if she's a carrier of any genetic diseases, and she's not, which means that there's a almost 0% chance that she would have a child with a genetic.
Okay.
So,
but does that mean she has to potentially send her cousin, should she wish to marry her cousin, for a genetic?
No, because to have a child with the genetic issue,
yeah.
you have, both of the parents have to be carriers.
Oh, I see, right.
So she's not.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if the cousin is on.
I see, hence the cousin thing, because if they're related and one of them's got it, the chance
yeah.
is, yeah, yeah, okay, fine.
So it's like
yeah.
easier.
So what? So is it, so if it doesn't talk about the moral obligations of it, it's more about the community side of it?
Yeah.
From the Pakistani community?
And so she's kind of thinking, well, if I can get tested, then maybe everyone should, and they should definitely explore the risks before deciding.
Yeah.
And in the Jewish community in Bradford, they sort of do a bit of testing now.
Yeah.
So she was like, well, maybe the Pakistani community should do it as well.
To do the same. Yeah.
So that was quite interesting as well.
Yeah. And is it about, as she said in that clip, you know, the sort of the world of dating for someone who, how old is she? Sorry,
she's 18.
She's 18. Right. So the world of dating is online for that generation.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But obviously that isn't necessarily part of that culture yet.
Mm. Yeah.
I suppose, which is what she's, so it's a lot about that as well.
Yeah, it's just, and also a lot of taboos about it as well from sort of the general country.
Yeah.
So she goes out into the sort of local high street and everyone's like, no, that's kind of strange, never heard of it. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fighting against like the UK tradition as well,
yeah,
of not marrying your cousin.
Yeah.
But it is legal, which I didn't... I thought it was illegal, but it is legal.
No, it isn't. It is legal, yeah, to do that. It's just that, obviously, if you like British society, if you like, as a broad, yeah, overview... it becomes frowned upon, hence it being the punchline almost to a joke.
Yeah.
Any other level up from cousin, illegal. Right? Cornelius, you should pay heed because you
go. No, I don't.
You,
nope.
Because your,
nope,
your mum taught you how to kiss.
Lie.
At a bus stop.
It's a lie that you made up.
With tongues. So you should be listening to this.
You are lying.
You can't marry your mum.
I know that.
You came out of there, you can't go back in.
That's disgusting.
So, I know, Sophie. Yeah, that's people from Bromley for you.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, where else? What are we going to talk about next?
Spar Wars. I know you'll like this.
Oh, God.
So, think Come Dine With Me,
yeah,
but for beauty salons.
Pitch. Right, good. Yeah. Yeah.
So, beauty salon owners go to each other's spas,
yeah,
and they have a treatment, and then they rate the treatments. And if they,
but if they're rivals, I mean, it's not like a dinner party.
I know. This is what I thought. So, at the end, to rate them, they get given the price of what their treatment cost,
yeah,
and then they're like, "How much would you actually pay for it?" And
right,
then whoever has the highest percentage wins.
Right. But the point of Come Dine With Me,
yeah,
is that you go around people's houses or whatever and they cook for you. So,
yeah,
there's no jeopardy, financial jeopardy in it. It's just an entertaining sort of concept, right?
Yeah.
But if you're a rival spa owner going to a spa that and then saying, "Oh, that's rubbish." It's like TripAdvisor. That's like rival hoteliers going on TripAdvisor, slagging off the person down the road.
Yeah, that's very true, actually.
Yeah, but Come Dine With Me,
it's bad PR,
turns up like that anyway because there's a cash prize. So people always rate the other people lowly, even if they enjoyed it. They go,
"Yeah,
well,
yeah,
but it's not real life.
It's like you wouldn't go to someone's house and be like, "Oh, I saw you on TV. Can you cook for me?" Whereas you might be like,
"Yeah,
oh, that spa's down the road
still
for me.
A thousand
I'm not going
pounds
there."
Available at the end of the week. All these people go, "Wow, the starter was absolutely delicious, the rarest of swordfish cooked to perfection, and then it was the best steak I've ever heard, and the dessert like that. I am very, very happy with the entertainment as well, and I would like to give this a solid 7 that's exactly
been
what they
practicing?
Do
right,
I think I should go on that
this?
show.
Yes.
Hmm.
No. So I mean, any good? Entertaining?
I mean, yeah, but I probably wouldn't go and sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
The only interesting thing was that one of the treatments was you put a candle in your belly button. And
well,
then,
I really did wonder what you were going to say.
And
now.
Then you light it. That's it?
Yeah.
Supposed to
what
be
sort
for,
of treatment is that?
Supposed to be for your digestive system.
What a load of nonsense.
I know. That's what I thought. But this is more nonsense. So one of the men on it had a traditional Russian spa where they just hit people with branches in a really hot sauna.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's being, you know, that's, I see a sort of, I see a logic to that, you know, because that's an old...
I suppose so.
You know, opens up the skin. I don't know what it does.
Is
but
it a fetish thing to have a candle melted onto you?
Back to your mum again.
No.
I don't know, but apparently it lifts toxins through your belly button.
No, it doesn't. That's not true.
That's what they say.
Otherwise, it's sealed off the belly button. Otherwise, your guts would come out of it, wouldn't they? Like,
yeah,
trying to squeeze toothpaste out.
I think it might just be belly button fluff.
Yeah. You'd be better off, if you wanted a candle to do some digestive system, put one up your bottom. Don't light it, kids.
So,
there's a thing where you can put a candle in your ear, isn't there? Which, that's a treatment, am I right? That where it unblocks your ear or something? There's an earwax candle?
I know in Shrek he pulls out earwax and lights it.
What?
I've had the earwax thing.
With a candle?
Not with a candle. My barbers do it. And the first time I went in there, they do
what
it
the
for
hell
free.
Is, what?
They do it for free. So basically, they get... What are the things you put in your ears to get earwax out?
Cotton buds.
Yeah. They dip it in this hot wax and then...
What, they put wax in your ear?
Yeah, and then it goes into your ear. And then they...
Are they waxing
They do it
ears?
Up your nose as well. So you've got four
what
of them stuck in your
What fetishist barbers
head.
Do you go to?
Is it
you've
hot,
got four
freak?
Of them.
It is,
does it burn you?
It is a bit hot, but it's not that hot.
Is this right? So you went into your barber's and said, "Oh, haircut, please." And he went, "Would a sir like the wax candle treatment?"
Yeah, he went, it your first time? He went, "Do you want your ear and nose wax?" I said, "Yeah, sure." And then I thought it was a practical joke at first
that
he was playing on me because I looked really silly.
Yeah.
But then, they just sort of twist it and pull it out and it's quite painful. But
right, you basically have a sadistic barber there and that's not part of the service.
And then they do the whole... flame thing against your ear as well. You know that.
What? Oh, he's just doing that to you, isn't he?
No.
He is.
He only did it the once. You have to pay £2 or £3 for it, so I haven't had it.
Would Sir like the ear treatment? Sir must remove one's underpants for this. I know. Anyway, that's Spar Wars, and just because of time, Sophie, what are we ending on then? Brojects.
Yeah, which is on Dave.
Right.
In the weekday afternoons.
Week Dave.
Week Dave afternoons. Or all online, obviously.
Right.
So two brothers have this incredible cottage, I think in Canada, which is like on a lake, and they just basically build weird stuff out of wood. For example, outdoor movie theatres or cinemas. A floating sauna, which is pretty cool.
Right.
You look really unimpressed.
Well.
A floating hot tub.
Yes.
A pizza barbecue.
A what?
A bowling alley.
A bowling alley?
Yeah.
Out of wood.
Yeah.
What's a pizza barbecue?
Like a pizza oven.
Yeah, okay. But also a barbecue.
Right.
And it's just really cool, and you just get to watch them build things and...
Is it any... It doesn't sound great.
It's quite fun.
Is it?
Yeah. I enjoyed watching it and being like, whoa, I wish I could build that. Or like, oh, I wish I had a house on a lake.
Do you wish someone put hot wax up your nose?
I definitely don't know. Or my ears.
Yeah.
It was all right. It's fine. I recommend it, to be honest.
You're supposed to get the wax out, not put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they pull it out.
What you've got there is a barber with a fetish. That's all that is.
No, it's not.
That's not part of anyone else's
service.
How dare
you say that about Jack?
Jack is a pervert. I'm going to say it here now.
No, he's
not. He is. He's a candle fetishist.
No.
With a paunch on for the ear and nose wax.
He very kindly stayed open before I went to Glastonbury to cut my hair.
What about your eyebrows? Do they wax them?
Clearly not. Look at that.
I've actually been told I have very nice eyebrows.
You look like a monster.
What, by Jack?
No, but...
Yeah.
You have very nice eyebrows. Stroking.
Radio 1's Clara Ampho. So.
Never heard of her. She's really unfamous and really uncool.
Anyway, so that's not a thing, Courtney. So when you go back and you ask her that...
Clara Ampho is a thing.
She's not even a thing. She's a myth made up to frighten children at night.
Also, you shouldn't wax your eyebrows. You should get them threaded.
I don't do either.
Well, you should.
They're just naturally beautiful, like the rest of my face.
Has Jack offered to groom Sir downstairs?
No.
It's only a matter of time before he puts a candle in that as well.
Does he do a hot towel thing? You know, is that
Yeah, but I don't get that.
Yeah, but you don't want to know what's on that towel.
John.
That's Jack the barber. Anyway, so
maybe he should go on Spa Wars.
There you go.
Tell him. Let him
I
know.
Will.
Sophie, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
For running from Waterloo for us when it was even unnecessary.
I'm going to go and have a Magnum now.
All right. Fine. good. All right, that's that. After 3 o'clock, there's the big debate, of course. We will also then be talking to Steph out of the band Placebo ahead of them playing the Latitude Festival next weekend. And there will be a warm Prosecco gossip celebratory game of band or wine in the final half hour of the programme. Talk Radio, Monday afternoons. News is next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's lights out and away we go. That emergency plumbing job is no match for Nigel and his Renault traffic van. It's his best performance yet. Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
Have I got PPI?
I've never liked making a fuss, especially when it came to PPI, until I came across haveigotppi.com. Their free PPI check really helped me. But now the claim clock is ticking. The deadline for missold PPI has been set for August 2019. So text HAVE to 80800 for your free PPI check before it's too late.
haveigotppi.com.
That's HAVE to 80800.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valence, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valence V-Smart for more.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Charlie Gard's parents return to the High Court. UK arms sales to Saudi are lawful, and May wants to team up with other parties.
Talk Radio.
Charlie Gard's mother says seven doctors are now backing the case for her terminally ill son to travel to the US for experimental treatment. The 11-month-old was due to have his life support switched off, but the case is back at the High Court after new evidence came to light. John Montgomery, a professor of healthcare law, has told Talk Radio, Charlie's parents are convinced there is a chance of him having a normal life.
The court considered that previously and decided there wasn't any viable treatment that could achieve that. And secondly, the parents are convinced that Charlie's not suffering pain. And last time the court looked at it, the court concluded that he was in pain and some distress, and that the proposed treatment would actually cause him significant harm.
The High Court has rejected a pressure group's claims that the government acted unlawfully over the sale of arms to Saudi Arabia. The campaign against arms trade says UK fighter jets and bombs sent to the Gulf state have been used in the conflict in Yemen. Tom Barnes is from the organisation.
The UK rightly doesn't supply arms to Russia or North Korea or Iran. But when you've got a situation like this where the Saudis declared an entire city in Yemen as a military target and where schools, mosques and hospitals were destroyed, I mean, if that's not a clear risk of international humanitarian law being broken, I don't know what is.
The Prison Officers Association is calling for staff to be routinely armed with tasers and stab-proof vests. It follows a big rise in the number of incidents where specialist teams were needed to tackle riots. Labour has mocked Theresa May, saying she's completely run out of ideas after she offered to discuss big policy issues with other parties. The Prime Minister suggested they could work together on issues like Brexit and social care. And the director, Christopher Nolan, admitted he didn't realise just how famous Harry Styles was when he cast him in Dunkirk. The filmmaker told Entertainment Tonight he'd heard about the One Direction star from his children, but that he wasn't really familiar with him. He says the singer is perfect for his role in the Second World War drama.
That's absolute balls.
Why are you saying that's balls?
Because at the end of the day, right, I refuse to believe that the director Christopher Nolan, and indeed the people involved in the casting of that film, haven't gone, how do we get millions of pounds? Let's cast one of the most popular boy band stars in the world, which will guarantee for his acting debut that millions and millions of pounds get paid into the box office when all of his fans go to see that. That is balls.
Well, I can see why you'd say that, but he's claiming
I'm calling
the opposite.
Balls on
okay,
that.
Okay, John, can you stop saying balls now?
Yes.
Can I do the weather now?
Yes.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So, sunny spells and scattered showers for some this afternoon. Potentially thundery and heavy showers in London and the South East. Highs of 25 degrees.
Say for some. Who are they?
I don't know. You're not meant to ask me questions. You're meant to just go, here's a pre-recorded sport from Ben Fletcher.
I don't need to now because you've done it.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Britain's two Wimbledon hopefuls are in action right now. Defending champion Andy Murray has been broken in the first set against Benoit Paire on centre court. He trails by 3-2. Meanwhile, it's not all going Johanna Konta's way. She's one set all with Caroline Garcia. Konta won the first in a tiebreak, but Garcia took the second 6-4. With his future at Chelsea unclear, Diego Costa has been allowed to miss the start of pre-season training. The 28-year-old striker didn't join his teammates as they return to Cobham today. It's unclear exactly when the Spain international will return to training with the Premier League champions. Everton striker Romelu Lukaku's more or less confirmed he's leaving for Manchester United. The Belgian says United's ambition to become one of Europe's dominant forces again was a major selling point. Former United fielder TalkSport's Ray Wilkins told us that Lukaku will be expected to make an immediate impact.
He's replacing two people, Ibrahimovic and Wayne Rooney, an absolute hero, an idol of the Manchester United supporters. So he has to hit the ground running straight away.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
It's powered by none other than TalkSport. That is, of course, TalkSport, if you've ever wondered how it actually is powered, what it is, it's like an old mill. And inside there, there's a great big millstone around a central pillar. And all of the TalkSport production staff and presenters, it's not uncommon to see a Premiership footballer treading the mill round in there, grinding up the sport.
Mickey Quinn, Jason Cundy, all do it.
On the big granite wheel, grinding up the sport in order to power it up. Which, of course...
They put one of those, you know, the carrot on a stick?
Yeah.
They put a bottle of Prosecco on a stick for Alan Brazil.
Yeah, they do.
And he chases that round and around.
And other things for the other players.
No, shush. I mean, present the show, but don't shush everything. No. Continue the show. Oh. Just stop that sentence, yeah.
What, about the other players?
Yeah!
You can't libel them if it's true. Right, thanks there, Ben, with the pre-recorded sport. So the big debate on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
All right, then. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes, and it's a Monday afternoon, and today we're asking you to get involved with today's poor quality texting. It's Monday. It's a pun day. All right. So what are we doing here? Because of the conversation between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin regarding cyber intelligence, cyber wars, and the hacking into American political election systems by Russia, which Putin says he didn't do. Donald Trump's like, did you hack the election? Putin goes, no. Donald goes, oh, fine then. And that's the end of it, then, seemingly. That's fine. As long as Putin says he didn't do it, then I'm sure he didn't do it. That's something. But anyway, we're using it today to get into today's Punday Monday, which you can get involved in. It's going to be politics and computers. Politics because of Putin and Trump. Computers because of the hacking, you see? There. Cornelius, what's been there?
We'll start, John, with Mouse of Cards.
Mouse of Cards. Is it because of a computer mouse?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. The internet's gone down the Ing Street. So it's computers,
yeah.
like in this building, and Downing Street, which is a political place. Where the Prime Minister
is. No, I remember now.
Anything else there you got there?
Control, Alt, Right, Delete.
Very good, you see.
Which is the instructions for the left to control the Alt, Right, and then delete them.
And then delete them, very good, yeah. Anyway, you can get yours to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag political computers.
Vince Ethernet Cable.
John Holmes.
It's time for the big debate. In sports news then, Wayne Rooney, the footballing big potato, has moved to Everton. I'm not sure why, because I don't know anything about sport. Presumably there are more granny prostitutes there or something. But it's big news because he first signed to them 13 years ago when he was one of those small potatoes that you sometimes find in a salad. Now, the transfer is a free deal, quite unlike presumably the one he got from that prostitute. But fans of football can rest assured that the fat man will carry on kicking a ball up and down a field for the next 2 years or something. For the latest sports news, keep listening. We're good at tennis as well, as regular listeners will know. Now, on the line, having heard me say words there, and some of those words had letters in. One had the letter C, one had the letter A, one had the letter P, and so on and so forth. Well, Jeff's Talk Radio listener, he's called us on a number. Hi, Jeff. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Now, you heard me say the words there, as you know, yeah, and you've put some of the letters in those words together to form the word capillaries. And that's why you've called, because you are calling for an end to capillaries. Is that right?
Yeah, capillaries. Yeah. You don't want to listen now, my things. Capillaries don't like them. They are too thin.
Too thin.
Wiry little bleeders. Don't like them at all.
Right.
I mean, I've backed Donald Trump simply because I don't like capillary Hinton.
Yeah. Well,
that's all I've got.
Yeah, well, that's plenty. But in terms of, you know, the facts of this, you know, capillaries, you know, some would argue, not everybody, but some would argue that we can't live technically without them. So by wanting to ban capillaries, you're essentially calling for the end of humans and animals.
That's fine. I don't like most people anyway, and animals are a pain in the backside.
Okay, well, let's bring in Mahogany, who's called in as well. Good afternoon, Mahogany.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on your wonderful show that brings opposing voices together.
Well, you're very welcome. Now, first time caller, Mahogany, I think. So that's good. You've heard Jeff there. Now he's calling for an end to the human race and all animals as we know it, simply because he objects to capillaries, which we all have. He's not given any reasoned argument whatsoever for that, but that's fine because it is a Talk Radio phone in, and that's what you'd expect.
I'll allow my view.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, go on, carry on.
No. So, Mahogany, what do you make of the argument?
Well, of course, it's ridiculous. Capillaries are, of course, a vital lifeline for all living beings.
Yeah.
However, they also represent a much more liberal togetherness that is lacking in the world currently. I'd love to teach you about a rare medical phenomenon that occurs with capillaries sometimes. When a vital artery or vein is blocked, occasionally the capillaries sprout from this either side of the blockage and provide an alternate route for the blood to go through and saving that person or animal's life. And I think that really is a useful metaphor for how if we all pool together our resources, we could really change the world.
So it's kind of I'm a lay man, and the terms that I'm approaching this in are of one of those. So let me get this straight. So what we're talking about is a sort of a blockage and then a diversion round it. While they sort of do, if you like, the road, the works.
Have you ever been on a bus?
No, don't be stupid.
Well, if you ride one of these buses, sometimes the path can be blocked due to a crime scene or perhaps some road works, and therefore the bus gets diverted.
Yeah.
Now imagine a million of these buses all diverting at the same time, making sure everybody gets to work on time.
Yes, but
isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is, but a million buses diverting at the same time would, of course, lead to gridlock, or in terms of capillaries, a heart attack.
Yes, but what if all these buses could fly?
Yes, but they can't. And so the point is that buses are responsible, and you've just said this yourself, for the majority of heart attacks in this country. Are you suggesting
and
we ban buses?
We could learn a lot from capillaries, dear John.
Yes, but you're suggesting then that what you're doing is coming on the radio and blaming buses for human deaths. In heart attack terms. Right, well, let's just be clear on that. Jeff, I can hear you shaking your eyes at that.
I am shaking my eyes, yeah. First, I'd like to say, John, there's nothing wrong with being a layman. I mean, I experimented with being lay while I was in college. And, you know, nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not suggesting there is. I'm just
Hats off to you, John.
Thank you.
Are you saying there, Jeff, that you're sick of experts?
Yes.
Well, that's all right, because we don't have any of those. What are veins? Veins attached to capillaries. What are they if they're not just stringy blood pipes? Right now, we've already got string. We've already got pipes. All right. So, isn't it about time in the modern world that the blood moved around the body in a different way? Perhaps Mahogany is onto something here, via some kind of special vein-sized bus. Jeff, let me get Jeff answer this first. A vein-sized, like a tiny vein-sized bus.
Tiny bus.
Yeah, a tiny, tiny little bus. Yeah.
Like really, really small.
Really small, yeah.
Are they manned? Or are they just like automated?
Well, let's say that they're driven by ants.
Oh, blimey, no. Right. Not like ants. Oh, that is tiny. That's another fault. That's another phone in for you. They're like ants.
Right, we'll do that another day. That's fine. Right. So,
it's like a mixture of a Bug's Life and Inner Space.
Yeah. Here's a fact for you. If you removed, say, five persons' veins, right, and laid them out end to end, all right, that's five people, all of their veins and capillaries, right, you take them out of the body, you lay them end to end, the simple fact is that you'd be arrested and interred at Her Majesty's pleasure as a psychopathic serial murderer.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, that's unfortunately true. However, as we know, that's how NASA were planning on getting off to Mars, is because that's the exact distance from Earth to Mars.
Right, so what you're saying
and,
is you take
now
out...
Now they're taking us back a few years and making us figure out a new way of managing that.
Right, so you're saying that to get us to Mars, and I suppose, given the recent talk of climate change, of course, and, you know, this was a big issue at the G20 climate change, America have pulled out of the Paris Agreement, what you're saying a more climate-friendly way of getting human beings to Mars is to take out the veins of five people and build a ladder out of them. It'd be like a rope ladder.
Tiny buses, John.
No, but that's a long way. That's a long way off. You know, the development of the tiny vein-sized bus is a long way off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an overnight trip. Of course, it's a red eye. But you know, we're willing to sacrifice for the greater good.
Yeah. Well, in terms of how on earth would you take what you're getting at here? I can see in my mind's eye. I can see a veiny ladder that you've made out of veins, right? And you attach it to what? How do you get it to? I mean, you could take a. You'd have to get it to Mars in the first place because ladders have to. The dangly ladder has to dangle from.
My dear boy, you're putting the veins end to end. You're not building a ladder. That would defeat the point. If they're an end to end, it's one straight line to Mars. You ride upon the bus, driven by the ants, using the shrinking technology, and we get ourselves to Mars. And then, being much smaller than our natural size, the small, sparse amount of water on the planet Mars will be more than sufficient to feed the population.
Right. Is it right?
You're a layman. I shouldn't be putting it in much simpler terms.
I am a layman, and I'm proud to be so.
Don't patronise a layman. Don't do that. We've just had pride.
Is it right in the for the UK to sell capillaries to Saudi Arabia? What do you think?
Me?
Yeah, if you like.
Go on then. It gets them out of the country, so yes.
Well, yeah, but Saudi Arabia are an oppressive state, so, you know,
I don't live there, so what are they going to do to me? I mean, I don't live there. I have no opinion.
Right. It's all very about you, isn't it? I mean, you're not thinking of other people. They make people cover capillaries up in Saudi Arabia. It's oppressive. They cover them up with skin and stuff over there. Other countries, of course, you're allowed to wear your capillaries outside the body on full view. No one minds.
Yes, the Inside Out Boy was a popular cartoon here in the West in the 90s, but it was banned in Saudi, of course.
Right, well, obviously.
I feel bad for talking down to a layman. I do apologise. But if you don't want people to be talking down to you, you should stop laying on the ground, really, and stand up.
Yeah, well...
Have you never been lay curious, Mahogany? Have you never been lay curious?
I was once, and then I read a book, and that's all behind me now.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's perfectly acceptable to be lay curious. You know, one can experiment with not being clued up on things. I mean, I think that's absolutely fine. We've all done it when we were younger, and some people like that better. And I think it's all right to go both ways as well, to be curious about things and to not know anything about things all at the same time, depending on how you feel. Anyway, look, we're slightly digressing off the subject here.
We're talking about
how many capillaries should one have, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
Right. Okay. Well, look, we're going to leave it there because, you know, you've given us food for thought. It's an interesting...
That's dreadful shame.
Yeah. Interesting debate. Mahogany and Jeff. Mahogany...
I was going to tell you about something in Sweden, but I guess that can wait next time.
Yeah. Tell us some of the debate for me in one word, Mahogany.
Bus.
Thank you, Jeff.
I got this off Wikipedia. Citation needed.
Thank you. Now, do we need capillaries? That's the question. Of course, we've all got them. They exist. But if we got rid of them, you know, why do we need them in post-Brexit Britain? We've got mouse mats and summer-rated duvets. Why do we need capillaries? Get in touch and let us know what you think. Of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon. So we'll talk to Steph out of Placebo next. I'm John Holmes, and that's The Big Debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
MyCarNeedsA.com. My car needs a service, but where can I find a good price and someone I can trust?
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
MyCarNeedsA.com.
TradePoint, we've got everyday low prices on your plastering essentials, like 25 kilogram multi-finish, just £4.68, and 25 kilogram bonding plaster, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price, with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off laminate worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, we have one lane closed, very slow traffic due to a broken down lorry that is on the M62 eastbound between junction 18 and 19. In the West Midlands, one lane closed, slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle on the M6 northbound at junction 7. In Worcestershire, we have two lanes closed, queuing traffic that is due to a multi-vehicle accident on the M5 southbound between junction 4A and junction 5. And in Northamptonshire, very slow traffic, two lanes closed due to an accident on the M1 southbound between junction 17 and junction 16. I'm Sammy Jolo.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best? Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today, and you'll see what I mean.
I like the way you work it.
Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Plenty of reactions coming in this afternoon to Talk Radio. Of course, you can react to us any way you like. You can use text, certainly. That's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use social media as well. That's Twitter. You can use that. We're on it. We're very, very modern round here. We're on at Talk Radio on the Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. That's right. And, you know, we're also on Grindr and other apps. So, a lot of reaction coming in. Do we need capillaries? Do we need capillaries? They're in us, but should we just take them out? That's a lot of the question that's being asked, of course. Do we need more capillaries? I mean, we don't technically in our bodies have room for any more. This is good. If there are, as the government say, going to be 40,000 more capillaries by 2018. It's good news for capillary developers, but bad news for anyone who doesn't have room inside them, of course, as they start building these capillaries on areas that were previously protected. Cornelius, what's been coming in on the reactions?
Lots coming in. John, what about in Northern Ireland? Of course, they have the DU capillaries, and they just cannot come to an agreement with Sinn Féin
at
all. John, on the very day I die, the very last of my desires is that you take my broken body and commit it to the fire. And when the fire is finished, scrape the ashes in a tin, take them down to London's drinking wars, reservoirs and throw them in. And then in specks of my mortal remains will slide down 7 million throats and into 7 million veins, and I will creep through their capillaries to the marrow of their bones, and they will wake to the bright new mornings, and then wordlessly they'll know. And that's coming from the only verse of a song that I know has the word capillaries in, by Frank Turner.
Thank you very much indeed for sending that quite complicated thing for a man with no reading skills to read out. No, Frank Turner, you said, not the yes. Talk Radio, there's hot guest action on the way. Also, I should mention, by the way, in the next half an hour of the programme, because warm Prosecco has been blamed for gossip in the Conservative Party. You'll be familiar with that story, I'm sure. Andrew Mitchell, the former Chief Whip, of course, was overheard at a dinner party saying that there will be a movement against Theresa May. He's one of David Davis's allies. But it was all dismissed as warm Prosecco gossip. So we'll be playing a warm Prosecco celebratory game of band or wine in the final half hour of the programme today. Now then, I promised you hot guest action, and I am about to deliver, because on the other end of this very telephone is only Steph out of Off of Placebo. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you very much for asking. You were obviously brought up correctly, because that was very polite, Steph, very polite opening to the proceeding. But it doesn't matter how I am, because this is about you. What's going on, Steph? What's going on?
What's going on? A lot's going on, as always. But if you're asking about my band, Placebo, we are currently touring. And we're touring our retrospective album that we put out last year. And we are just gearing up for our only UK festival this summer, Latitude, next week. So that's going on.
Am I right? You haven't done Latitude before, have you?
We have never. No. We've done a lot of festivals around the UK, but never that one.
You do know that Latitude is the most middle-class one, of course. You're aware of that.
What's that? Sorry?
Latitude is the most middle-class of all the festivals. If you want kale on artisan bread, hand-served to you, Steph, it's available at all hours.
Right, okay. Well, you know, I mean, living in London, you're kind of used to that kind of stuff anyway.
Yeah, that's actually true, isn't it? Yeah, fair enough. So what is it, why Latitude then? And why has it taken so long to do Latitude, do you think?
That's a good question. I mean, it's just kind of trickled back to us. You know, people have been there and bands have played there, basically said that it's a great festival to do, you know. And we've done a lot of other festivals in the UK for a long time, so we felt it was kind of a time to do, you know, something a little bit more different, you know? And it's as simple as that, really. You know, we've gone for such a long time, so it just feels like, you know, sometimes you just want to change it up a bit and try different types of festivals, play different countries, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, can you believe it's been 20 years, though? Because that must have flown by.
It feels like I should have been dead by now, you know? So it's a little bit weird. I wake up in the morning and go, oh, I'm still alive. Okay, what to do now? But you know, it's a privileged position, really. You know, that we've survived this long, and you know, people still want to come and see us.
Yeah.
So we're grateful. You know, we're in our 40s now, so it's like you don't feel like you're as invincible as we did when we started.
It comes to us all, doesn't it? To be brutally honest with you, to just even have notes in front of me now, I had to put on some reading glasses, Steph. That's how bad it's got for me.
Right. Yeah. I just had to do a few changes as well, you know, just to make sure that I could get through the day without falling over, you know.
So the party days kind of behind you then? I mean, do you sort of take it a little bit easier now? Or is Latitude going to be a kind of full-on rock fest?
In terms of music?
I'm trying to get a few insights into the backstage shenanigans, Steph, is what I'm trying to do.
Right, okay, that's what you mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see how far you get.
I figure that's close to that one right down. in terms of sort of set then, because people listening to this are going to be going to Latitude, and I mean, what is it kind of going to be a greatest hits package? Is that what you're going to be doing for the festival crowd?
Well, you know, Placebo as a band have never really had a very easy relationship with its earlier material, especially some of the more commercially successful.
Yeah.
But saying that, for this tour, we've approached it with an attitude of celebration. You know, kind of celebrate the fact that we're here and celebrate the songs that actually got us here. And included in that are some of the earlier stuff that we decided that we'd never play ever again.
Yeah. Well,
but we've kind of resurrected a few tracks purely because, you know, now is the time to do it. It's been 20 years, and, you know, there's a lot of fans who want to hear some songs that we just don't like.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, you know, for this
do
time
it for the
only,
fans.
You know, yeah, we will play them, you know. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is that it's a more encompassing Placebo set list than previously, you know, because it is 20 years, and we are celebrating the fact that we're still here.
Yeah.
We are celebrating the fact that, you know, a lot of people have stuck with us for a long time, so it's, in a way, I guess, sort of kind of payback time. So come down if you want to hear the hits.
All right. And UK tour starts in October as well. Details on I believe they call it the internet. Steph, listen, thank you so much
Indeed.
For talking to us. It's been an honour, and look forward to Latitude.
All right. Take care of yourself now.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, it's exactly 3:30. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. The High Court has begun hearing new evidence about the treatment of 11-month-old Charlie Gard. His parents want to try an experimental treatment for his rare genetic condition. The hearing was requested by Great Ormond Street Hospital. Sky's Adele Robinson, who's at the High Court, says Charlie's parents have plenty of backers.
They arrived here to chant from their supporters of Save Charlie Gard, Release Charlie Gard, and a sea of international media as well.
The High Court has rejected demands for the UK to halt its multi-billion pound arms sales to Saudi Arabia. The campaign against arms trade claimed they were being used against civilians in Yemen. In violation of international humanitarian law, the group is going to appeal the decision. Scotland Yard says 60 companies and organisations were involved in the construction, management or refurbishment of Grenfell Tower. Police have been giving an update on their criminal investigation into the disaster but say there have been no arrests. A body has been found in a quarry in Fife near where a diver got into difficulty yesterday. Emergency services have been searching Preston Hill Quarry after a woman failed to resurface. And Wayne Rooney says it's a no-brainer returning to Everton. The England skipper, who's returned to his boyhood team from Manchester United, is giving his first press conference. The weather showers easing for many this evening, although they'll persist in Scotland throughout the night, lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow, outbreaks of heavy rain will move across much of central and southern England and Wales. Highs of 18. There's more in half an hour.
Wayne Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
saying that it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Because he's not the brightest spark.
That's not very nice, is it? He's not here to defend himself.
Well, but this is what he said. I'm only backing him up.
I mean, I
he said it was a no-brainer decision, and it was a decision that he's made.
Mm.
So he has no brain.
I think he has got a brain, Cornelius. Otherwise, how would he be functioning?
It's a sort of, it's like just an animated, sort of reanimated zombie creature.
I think they inflate him like a balloon and then just let him go.
This is mean.
Mm. And that's why you don't see him in the vicinity of elderly prostitutes anymore.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay. Right. Is there more in half an hour?
Yeah.
There's more now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news, your Monday bonus news bulletin coming right up. We have to do a bonus news bulletin because the bulletins as they exist are much shorter than they used to be. They're only 2 minutes. They used to be three. So, Victoria, who gets paid the same, makes the time up with animal news, vegetable news, or today it's
mineral news.
Okay, so activists claim that moving prairie dogs from Longmont in Colorado to Rocky Flats could unearth plutonium. So they're hoping to prevent the extermination of the colony. There's around 200 of them. And they say the refuge that's being made available is potentially dangerous. So Randall Wiener, who is an attorney... Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
I mean, that was...
That was just sneezing.
That was not a sneeze.
It's because Cornelius calls his gentleman's area a Randall.
Oh, right. I didn't need to know that.
Okay.
How do you know that?
Hmm?
How do you know that?
Office gossip.
Oh, is that fueled by warm Prosecco?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Anyway, Randall Wiener has
yeah,
issued...
what?
Sorry.
What was
keep,
that?
Keep quiet. It's Randall.
Can I finish this sentence?
Yep.
Can you restart the sentence?
I'm trying. Okay, so the attorney, Randall Wiener... issued a statement saying the animals which burrow could bring plutonium which is buried what?
Where do they burrow?
The ground. Potentially in the Rocky Flats. Anyway, so there's plutonium there and they think that the dogs which can bury like 8 feet or even more could bring it up to the surface and spread radioactive waste to the surrounding areas. So, why are you laughing?
He calls his areas the surrounding areas.
Oh, right.
The areas surrounding little Randall.
Anyway.
Yes.
Wiener says that's well within the range of the prairie dogs.
You don't want to put your wiener in the range of a prairie dog.
That's what do you
my,
mean?
That's my advice. Have you got another story?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
Mr. Balls has said...
You're so immature. Anyway, a men-only island in Japan where women are banned and male visitors must bathe naked in the sea before visiting its shrine...
Mineral News.
The music run out.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I? Okay.
Has been declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So thousands of gold rings and other valuable items have been found on Okinoshima. And apparently the treasures are believed to have been offered to the gods in order to pray for national prosperity and the safety of marine traffic.
That's quite a good one, that.
Bit yeah. of a waste.
What's a waste?
Offering the gold to gods.
Mm. What I have more of an issue with is the fact only men are allowed there.
Why?
They say it's not sexist because they're actually protecting women.
From seeing nudie men?
No, because I think it's difficult to reach the island.
Right.
And as the birth givers, they need to be protected.
What right. did Randall say?
Randall didn't comment on that story.
Okay.
Because he's more concerned about the prairie dogs.
Okay.
And finally, a Dubai-based bakery has created a £19,400 cake that replicates a Game of Thrones character. So it's of Tyrion Lannister.
Yep.
It's 4 feet tall, 32 kilos in weight, and can serve more than 100 people. And he's on a throne, and it's intricately painted, including a golden goblet and golden detail on his cape.
I was wondering when the minerals were coming in.
Yeah, it's been a struggle.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you, Victoria.
That was a good, strong mineral news.
Oh, thank you. It took a lot of effort. And thank you, Lee, for all your suggestions.
I didn't use any of them, no.
They weren't quite what I was after, I'm sorry.
All right.
But I appreciated the effort.
Tomorrow, Victoria will be bounteous with animal news.
Animal news.
Yes, animal news tomorrow. For bonus news, thank you very much indeed. Now, soon there will be a game of band or wine. The warm Prosecco. Apparently, if you drink warm Prosecco, you are prone to gossip. That's what we learn from the Justice Secretary, David Lidington, of course, who went on the Andrew Marr show to talk about that because of all the gossip about Theresa May. And he's dismissed it and said it was just warm Prosecco fueling Westminster gossip. So we'll be playing a game of band or wine very shortly on the programme in order to celebrate that news. So that's on the way. We will take traffic and travel next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, we have one lane closed, very slow traffic due to broken down lorry. That's on the M62 eastbound between junction 18 and junction 19, with congestion backing up to junction 13. In the West Midlands, one lane closed, slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. That's on the M6 northbound at junction 7, with congestion back to junction 6. And in Northamptonshire, two lanes closed, very slow traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident. It's on the M1 southbound between junction 17 and junction 16, and travel time is about an hour and 15 minutes. I'm Sammy Jolo.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. And you'll see what I mean.
I like the way you work it.
Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. 5 days a week with everything you need to know. With sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning boss, the legend that is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of our modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast-talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh dear. Right, in the next bit, there will be a game of band or wine. That's coming very shortly indeed. By the way, if you did get involved in our Punday Monday earlier on, you're looking for politics and computers. This is because Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, of course, had a conversation at the G20 about cyber hacking and whether or not the election was interfered with by Russia. Putin said it wasn't, so that's a line drawn under that, isn't it? Dave on Twitter has got involved. Politics and computers. This is very good. This is very good. Ed Miliband width.
Yeah, perfect. Just what we're looking for.
Ed Miliband width.
Yeah.
And a John Major outage. Very good. The news, though, and that's part of it, of course, the G20. Theresa May promises a bold, ambitious trade deal with the EU, marking her first anniversary of becoming Prime Minister, of course. She's asked for advice from other parties. We know that today. Labour have just laughed and said, the Tories are out of ideas. The Lib Dems have said, you could have our ideas, but we haven't got any. The last useful one we had was round about when Nick Clegg said that thing about tuition fees. The news is very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius, but we're here to help, and we're here to help by taking the news and the current affairs and exposing it to Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Vince Cable says that Brexit may never happen. JHB fuming.
In haiku.
Just before we play Band or Wine, John.
Oh, yes.
This weekend, just gone, in London on Saturday, was Pride, Gay Pride, LGBT Pride event.
LGBT plus.
And I have a story about it, because I ended up there.
Well done.
I was going out for the day with my girlfriend, yeah, and we were going to St. James's Park, just to sit in the park for a bit.
Yeah.
We forgot that this event was on, yes, so I tried walking through Trafalgar Square. It's very much the epicentre of this event.
Yes, it is.
And it was packed busy, really good fun, and lots of people very happy. We were trying to cross the parade route, which is obviously very difficult, but we found this crossing point.
Mm-hmm.
And we waited there for about 10 minutes, and then they opened up and let us through. And we walked forward about 10 yards onto the route, yeah, crossing it. And then we couldn't walk forward anymore. And I was like, oh. And it was very busy on the other side,
yeah,
on the side of St. James's Park.
Yeah.
And no one on that side was moving. So,
yeah,
after about 10 minutes of us holding up the parade, like this big, massive gulf, the stewards had no other option but to just send us down the parade route. So I ended up joining.
So you marched.
I marched the pride route.
I salute
for the
you.
Last bit down Pall Mall.
I salute you.
And it was
you.
Super embarrassing, really.
Well, not really. Well,
no,
you're
because
showing support for the...
No, because, only because, like, obviously we were just there. We just happened to stumble, yeah, upon this event. And yeah, it was a great event. But, like, we'd watched some of the parade go in massive floats with people so happy and, yep, dancing and music and flag waving and everything. And then there was just about 10 of us. Just, and we were the first thing that had sort of walked down this route for, after about a 20-minute hold-up.
Yeah.
Of people just cheering us, and we're just sort of walking down there not knowing what to... What do you do in that
you
situation?
Go with the flow, Cornelius.
I just sort of waved
That's
at people.
That's the correct thing to do.
I didn't know what to do, though.
You just wave
just
at people.
Wave a bit. Everyone's going, yes! Yeah. If I'd done so, all I was is just walking, you know.
Hey,
I got a bit lost, really.
Make like a rainbow.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but, you know, it's a joyous symbol, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of...
It's good fun. And the cheers were so much. I didn't know so much of the gay community were Talk Radio listeners,
They
John.
All of them are.
Really?
All
every
of
single,
them.
Every single one.
They're their go-to.
Oh, right.
And rightly so, frankly.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of that.
Yeah, it's just a little tale from the weekend.
Thank you very much indeed. I don't know why you're telling it. We're not interested. Anyway, it's time to play a game. And the game in question is a warm Prosecco celebratory game of band or wine. Of course, warm Prosecco has been blamed this weekend by the Justice Secretary David Lidington for talk backstage of the Conservative Party about ousting Theresa May. He said it was just gossip fuelled by warm Prosecco. That's what he said. Earlier on, if you were listening, we went round the office with a bottle of warm Prosecco, feeding it to people who work there to see if we get any gossip out of them. I'll be honest with you, no one had any gossip. They just stole the Prosecco, proving that David Lidington doesn't know what he's talking about. It was a little experiment in terms of public service broadcasting for us. Anyway, let's meet the person playing Band or Wine against Cornelius here. He's called Jim. Hello, Jim.
Good evening, John. How are you?
Good evening to you. It's not evening yet. That starts about 6 o'clock, Jim. Just a point of order there.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
You are. But that's fine. Welcome along, Jim. Good to have you on. What do you do?
I work for William Hill, the bookmakers.
William Hill, the bookmakers. Oh, right. And in that case, what would you think the odds are of you winning this game of Band or Wine?
About 2-1 for me.
All right. Well, you're playing against Cornelius for a start. Do you like wine, Jim?
I love a glass of wine.
Do you also love do you love the bands? Do you love the music? A signal on your phone? Doesn't matter. We'll battle through, Jim. Jim, move to somewhere with a better signal. Move to a window, Jim.
I am going to move.
That's better.
There we go, Jim. You're spot on there. Anyway, Jim, meet Cornelius.
Hi, Jim.
You'll be playing against him in a game. And Rudd, who is through the glass, will be keeping score on today's game of Band or Wine. So what happens, Jim, is this. I'll read through a list of things. You just have to tell me whether they're a band or wine. That's it. That's all it is.
Okay.
It's Band or Wine. Here we go. So, alphabetical order, of course, is Jim versus Cornelius. Jim first. All right, then, here we are. Jim, is this a band or is it a wine? Skinny Puppy. Skinny Puppy.
Oh, that sounds like a fine French wine.
Annoyingly for you, it's a band. Cornelius, band or wine? Crispy Ambulance.
Band?
It's a band, yeah, good, all right. Yeah. Band or wine, Jim? Corky.
Oh, Corky. I'm going to go band.
You're right to do so. Corky is the name of a band, very good. Cornelius. Chateau d'Ars.
Wine?
Yes.
Wow.
It was a French wine, yeah. Cycles Gladiator. Band or wine?
Do you know what? That sounds German, and I'm going to go wine.
It is a wine. Very good.
Yes.
Cornelius. Arrogant Frog.
Sounds French.
Yeah.
So wine.
Racist. But you're right, it is. Blasted Church. Band or wine, Jim?
Gonna go with a wine.
It is a wine. Very good. Cornelius, Elephant on a Tightrope. Is that a band or is it a wine?
It sounds too wordy to be a wine, so I'm gonna go band.
It's a wine.
Oh, too wordy.
Jim, Sparkling Boobs.
Fucking dude. Oh, that'd probably be my favourite type of wine, so wine.
It's a band. Gorilla Biscuit.
Band?
Yeah. Over to you, Jim. Finger 11.
Oh, definitely a band.
It is definitely a band, you're right. Cornelius.
Hi.
Cat's Pee. On a gooseberry bush.
I don't think any self-righteous winemaker would call their wine anything to do with cat pee, so I'm going to go band.
It's a wine. It's a wine. A band or wine? Adolf Hitler's Nipples.
Oh, definitely a wine.
Definitely a wine. I'm afraid it's definitely a band. Oh. Cornelius, band or wine? Perfume Genius.
Wine. Wine is perfume.
It's a band.
Oh, my.
Jim, Moby Grape.
I'm going to go with a wine. Great wine.
I know, it's a trick question. It's a band. Moby Grape or a band. And Cornelius, the final one. Band or wine? Foreskins Vineyard.
Band.
Wine.
Oh, that sounds awful.
All right, we're going to have to fire up. Bear with us, Jim, because what we have to do now is put all of the data from that quiz into the system here, which we now fire up. It's a very slow system. It's a bit of a dial-up, I'm afraid. So bear with us, if you don't mind.
No way.
While we just put all the details into the system here. Right. Very slow. All right, we're in. Okay, so we just got to type in your details, Jim. So here we go. So Rod's typing away there. So Rod, what you're typing? You got to put Jim for Jim. Rod's not our normal producer. We've got to get talking through. So just the word Jim, Rod. Just J-I-M. Yeah. Jim. Oh. Well, someone's just opened a bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah, someone's
there.
Looking for more gossip.
So, what's Rod doing?
Don't spill that on the system, Rod.
Yeah. So, it's typing away. There we go. Oh, so, back it up. Jim, I do apologise.
That's all right. Well, you've got an error.
Error there. Ow! Sorry. Are we in? Are we in?
Yeah.
All right, print it out, print it out, print it out, print it out, print out the scores. Very slow printer, Jim. Really sorry about the state of the equipment here. It's not much we can do about it, but
fine.
Sorry, I hope you're not busy in the bookies. It's just a
no. We've got a race off in a minute, though.
Busy thing, yeah. I know. What can you do? Ah, here we go. Right, okay. Oh, it's jammed in the printer.
Con 4, Jim 3.
Jim, that means you're the winner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Jim. Come on, Jim.
Go, Jim.
Come on, Jim.
Go, Jim.
Come on, Jim.
I'm going to celebrate with a nice sparkling
bit. There we go. And there it was. That was Jim in Crawley. Works in a bookies. Winning today's game of Band or Wine. We mentioned that, of course, because warm Prosecco Sam Delaney has been blamed for gossip backstage in the Tory party. I'm sure you're well aware of this. And earlier on, we took warm Prosecco around the office here see if anyone would drink it and give us gossip. Mm. And as king of the show with the most gossip on it with their production
team. At the moment, we're going through a gossip golden age on Live at Drive.
Yeah.
But we don't really need any warm Prosecco to loosen the jaws of our saucy production team.
We know how their jaws go.
It is amazing. They've did, like today in our production meeting.
Yeah,
they spent half an hour quickly whizzing through what it is we might discuss on the show, and an further hour telling me about the trials and tribulations of their adventurous love lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just reverse the show and just cover that full on?
I think we should devote some time to it later in the show. Some of it involves gentlemen callers that you're familiar with. Some of it doesn't.
Yeah.
But it all makes for a right good rollicking bit of gossip. And no Prosecco required. Just join me 4 till 7 and you can hear all our dirty laundry hung out to dry for public consumption.
And some of it's not just dirty, it's unwashable.
Yeah, it really is. You just can't get the stains out even at high temperature.
Very revolting. Sam Delaney with you next here on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow 1 till 4 for your Tuesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.